The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A tough week of round ball action continues here tonight in Joe Sims' gym for the Clay County Hardwood Heroes. On Tuesday, both squads were handed defeat by AA classified York Institute. And here tonight, the size of the competition grows as AAA Upperman takes on the black, purple, and gold teams for the first time since 2011. Head coach Matt Walker and his 4-3 ladies seek to snap a two-game losing streak, but the task will be tough against Dana McWilliams and her 5-0 Lady Bees, who've captured state gold in three of the last six seasons. In the nightcap, Rob Edwards leads his 4-2 dogs against his alma mater for only the sixth time as Bobby McWilliams and the 4-1 Bees come into Salina looking to sting. This is Thursday Night Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show, ladies and gentlemen. This is our fifth broadcast of the season. For the third time this year, we're high top beautiful Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be a little closer to the house for our second broadcast in three nights. Others will join me throughout the evening. With me now, as always, is the master of the Highway 52 Fentress County Curves, Thomas Weaver.
I don't know about a master, but we made it.
Up and down.
We're back home here tonight, Daniel, where we want to be in the friendly confines of Joe Sims Gym. But much like Tuesday night, these Clay County teams are going to have their hands full with an Upperman program, which has produced, you know, solid teams for a long time now in their larger classification.
Yeah, they have. They've moved to AAA with the expansion to four classes. But boys and girls alike, this is going to be a tough set of matchups. Girls in particular, they've won three of the last six state titles, whatever class they've been in.
But, you know, we wouldn't be here, of course, without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough for getting behind us and staying behind us throughout the years. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we do, during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're just going to preview what will appear in next week's paper and talk about Clay County's road trip to Jamestown Tuesday night. The Lady Dawgs got blitzed early and never recovered against one of the best teams in Class 2A, the York Lady Dragons, as they led Clay County 16-4 at the end of the first quarter and 35-14 at the break, before York went on to claim the 52-31 victory. Hallie Buford had 17 for Clay County, but no other Lady Bulldogs scored more than 4 points in the loss, Daniel, to one of the best teams I've personally witnessed play.
Yeah, they are the best team I've seen myself. Going to be curious tonight to see how these Upperman Lady Bees look.
On the boys' side, the Dawgs jumped out to a 17-6 lead at the end of the opening period against the Dragons, as Lance Burchett scored the first 13 for Clay County. York then found traction in the second to narrow it to a 6-point game at the break before they put up 28 points, including 8 3-pointers in the third to gain control. The Dawgs made a run or two, but the Dragons went on to win 70-60. Burchett finished with a career-high 24. Nate Adams had 14, Andrew Smith 10, Weston Burwell 6, Nolan Adams 4, and Wyatt Browning 2 in that one. So it's not like Clay County didn't have one of their best outings either, Daniel. Another good team.
It was a good team, the Dragons were. And here's the thing. We won 3 quarters out of the 4. They only won one, but they won it in a big way.
Again, we'll let folks read all the details of those games in the paper next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Upperman here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Dog Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Holman's Dog Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the Carquest pregame show, time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. Recent district action going back to Monday night saw Clark Range beat Jellicoe 76-37. Clark Range on Tuesday night lost at Stone Memorial 37-67. Clay County lost Tuesday night at York 31-52. And Gordonsville lost on Tuesday night at Jackson County 41-60. Only one game going on in District 7A tonight. That's the one right in front of us, Clay County hosting Upperman. Tomorrow night, the traditional weeknight for basketball, we'll see Pickett County hosting Russell County, Kentucky. Clark Range traveling to Oneida. Gordonsville will enjoy an idle Friday night. And Red Bull and Springs will host Jackson County. Should be an interesting game there between Red Bull and Springs girls and Jackson County girls, I would imagine.
Well, they've already played once. I think Jackson beat them in overtime.
Overtime.
So that should be a really close game, you would think.
Kind of expect maybe since Red Bull is the home team this time, maybe they'll have the edge.
They may do it.
No District 7A competition is taking place head-to-head yet, but overall, the Lady Buffaloes sit at 3-4 after a tough opening schedule. The Lady Dogs, I don't think that's updated. We're sitting at 4-3. Gordonsville sitting at 1-6. Pickett County at 4-2. Red Bull and Springs at 2-4. Girl 7A update's been brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. A little ahead of schedule here, but I reckon we'll go ahead and transition into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. We're going to turn to Coach Sims here, get his thoughts on this game and maybe even this series from the past a little bit. Coach, what about it?
Well, I know nothing about Upperman, you know, other than their tradition. You know, year in and year out, they're really good, have been for the last 20 years, basically. You know, they're in the state tournament about every year and won 3 or 4 state championships. So,
yep.
I know they lost some girls last year, but I don't think they've lost this year. I think they've got a set of twins that I think is their best players, from what I hear. But other than that, I don't know much about them. I just know they're always really well coached. They play good defense. They'll run and jump. You know, last time I think I played them was at a play day, I don't know, a couple years before I quit the last time. Played them down at Murfreesboro on play day. But
2011, I believe the last time they met up.
Regular game. This was just a scrimmage game that
we played them
just a few years ago, right before I quit. But
what about Coach Walker and the Lady Dog squad? Obviously, Tuesday night, a tough game. Can you really take away? You don't want to take too much negative away from that, I guess.
Like I said, hopefully we can build on it. You know, if they come out running all that full court, trap the first pass, run and jump stuff, you know, maybe we can handle it a little better than we did up there, you know. And we're going to have to get where we can. Of course, I don't know if there's anybody that can do it as good as York does. You know, Pickett used to be a real good pressing team, but those girls he's got now, they hadn't been a very good pressing team the last few years, and Clark Range tried to press us a little last year. I don't really think we'll have too much trouble with teams in our district, but you know, these higher class teams got, you know, a little better athletes, a little bigger most of the time. They give us a lot of trouble. So, you know, we're young for the most part. You know, we just got to, you know, play and try to take something out of every game and keep getting better.
Of course, playing without the services of senior post player Maddie Hayes again, as she continues to deal with a high ankle injury. Think maybe Coach Walker going to shake up the starting lineup a little bit tonight. We'll see here in a few moments when they come off the bench. Had a conversation with him earlier today, and he said, you know, it's a long season. We played about nine games or whatever it was already, seven games, and we've got that many more before we get into district play. So I look for him to keep searching for a lineup he likes.
Well, you know, he's going to play nine people if Maddie's healthy, so I don't know if it makes a whole lot of difference who starts. I don't think it affects minutes too much, you know. He's going to play those nine. Might have something to do with how you got to get off, as according to who you got out there starting, but we'll see.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Lee's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Upperman High School making the short trip over from Baxter, Tennessee tonight and here to Salina into Joe Sims Gym. Going to be a good non-conference matchup. Of course, Upperman, a triple-A school, as they mentioned several times. Clay County playing out of District 7, single-A. And first time since 2011 that either the boys or the girls have met Upperman. Coach Walker has never coached in a regulation contest against the Lady Bees. Coach Edwards only meeting his alma mater tonight for the sixth time. It is time for the playing of the national anthem here at Clay County High School, so we will go to break to honor our nation's flag.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, fixing to wrap this CarQuest pregame show up with the announcing of the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. Visiting team tonight, Upperman High School. Looks like both teams are honoring, I guess, breast cancer awareness, wearing their pink uniforms tonight. As I pan the camera around, sitting on the bench there with their game jerseys showing, you can see some of those Lady Bees dressed tonight in pink jerseys trimmed in black numerals, white trim around the numerals. Danny McWilliams, their head coach, outstanding coach, multiple-time state champ, starting four. Upperman. Number four, Isabella Mullins, a senior. Number five, Bella Stiles, a senior. Number 11, Gracie Hamilton, a senior. Number 12, Taylor Delonte, a sophomore. And number 22, Gracie Butler, a sophomore. So a mixture of seniors and sophomores for head coach Dan McWilliams. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, eighth season overall. A 4-3 record this year. Starting tonight for Clay County, a senior, number 11, Kendall Matthews. A sophomore, number 33, Baylor Walden. A junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. a senior, number 2, Bella Ashok, and a senior, number 21, Hallie Buford. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Pretty good crowd on hand, Coach.
Yeah, probably the best crowd we've had so far this year. It's like Baxter Upperman brought quite a few. Our side's still a lot of people coming in. Maybe it'll fill up over there.
Of course, Clay County High School, Coach Walker, Coach Edwards choosing to allow the Clay County High School students in for free tonight. And as you can see on the screen there off to the left of those bleachers, pretty good crowd assembled down there in the student section.
Like you said, sorry, Daniel, cool. Like you said, not many games played on a Thursday night, so you could have some team people from around the league and other areas to come get a look.
Could be a lot of scouting going on. I'm sure we may see some familiar faces as the night goes on. Upperman going to control this opening tip. And as always, it'll take me a few moments to learn these Lady Bees. Bear with me. Gracie Butler with it right wing. Swings it out top into the hands of Gracie Hamilton. Now kicked around to Mullins. Upperman just working the left side of that wing over there. Now Mullins kicks back over to Gracie Butler. She drains the three. And here's some pressure, Coach.
Yeah. Yes. Man, but it'll be a running jump, I guarantee you.
Butler Walden going to try to inbound again from the Clay County baseline. Upperman up 3-9. 7:22 mark of this opening quarter. Hallie Buford with it. Works back to Walden. Sophomore Butler Walden. Getting the start tonight. In a trap, her pass never makes it to Bella Ashlock, but a foul called against Upperman.
The key to beating this thing is to get rid of the ball before the double gets there. I mean, you just got to be ready. We used to work on this, relentless. And if you ain't got somebody guarding you, you got to get yourself open, If you have to run half the court to get open, you got to.
Yeah, and you see them, as soon as you drop your head to dribble, that's when the double comes, too.
Ashlock inside drive. Her shot up, no good. Loose ball being fouled over. Upperman comes up with it. Lady B in the front court. It's 22 again who hit that three-pointer. Gracie Butler, she's fouled on the floor. Upperman to inbound from their own baseline off to our right. Lady B shooting at the hoop to our right. Lady Dogs the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Upperman working it in to Mullins. Mullins gives back up to Hamilton. Now back out top to Butler. No true post player on the floor for Coach McGregor.
Now they're running a five out pretty much. Motion.
Three-pointer taken and blown dead. It hit the back of the iron, then the structure above the rim. 6:29 mark, first quarter. Upperman 3, Clay 9. Walden inbounded against this pressure. Just swatted back out of bounds. We'll try again. Works into Ashlock. Bella now going to come up the floor with it. Crosses the timeline. Now get to run the half-court offense. Going to give off to Hallie Buford. Leading scorer on this Lady Dog team. Buford works left, back right, goes inside, spins, underhand layup, no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks, and a foul going to be called against Upperman. Good moves.
Hallie made about three good moves there, but unfortunately he didn't hit the shot.
A lot of work involved in being able to pull that off, isn't
it? Yeah, she went behind her back, spun a couple times.
First possession, we got to set it up there, and, they're going to play Buford one-on-one, looks like.
Yeah.
Walden on the inbound has her shot blocked. Scrum for the ball. Buford's going to pick it up. She goes to the hoop. Shot good. 3-2 the score. Upperman with a one-point lead and the basketball. 5:55 and ticking. First quarter. Butler with it. Fires the three. No good. Missed everything, in fact.
Yeah.
Well, Last time, Bella Ashlong beat the pressure. Let's see this time if we can successfully do it again. Pass to Ashlong, never gets to her, knocked out of bounds by Upperman. Clay County to inbound from near midcourt.
Now, throw it back.
Now across the timeline, Walden with it, top of the key. Backs up, works right, going to drive. Now kicks out to Wicks. Wicks going to drive all the way in. Her underhanded layup, no good. I like the aggression out of Wicks. Just did not fall. Rebound Gracie Butler for the Lady Bees. Now to the hoop inside with no whistles. Izzy Mullins, her shot blocked. Walden on the rebound. Pace picking up now. Becker kicks to Lacey. Lacey thought about driving baseline. Now goes out top.
Well,
gets to Hattie.
Well, this going to be a
three. Lady B layup. No, Buford gets back to defend it. It's missed. Kendall Matthews on the rebound. Can't make mistakes against a team like this. That'll expose them.
Yeah. Hattie thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it didn't do it. But luckily, they missed the shot.
Sadie South checking in. Izzy Mullins checking out. Walden to inbound. 4:50 mark first quarter. 1 point in the game. 3-2. Lady Bees lead. Inside move. Ashlock on the post. Shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's pulled down by Bella. Great hustle and a foul call. Against Upperman. It's going to be number 22, Butler, who gets it. I love the hustle I'm seeing so far, guys, out of the Lady Dogs.
We're playing hard.
Yeah, one of the first times we've seen Ashlock try to isolate in the paint.
Right.
I like that look, too.
I mean, I'd rather have her down there than anywhere on the floor.
Wicks out top. Gives to Buford right wing. Halley closely defended. Backs up. Now starts to drive. Pretty good defender on her out there. Gracie Hamilton. Hands off to Ashlock. Bell going to try it now. Gets all the way to the hoop. And draws the foul and going to go to the line. We kind of called for it, Coach Sims. We need more Bella Ashlock.
Yeah, we sure do.
They got a good dose of it right there. That's what the senior can do for you, Tom.
You know, the most athletic player we have on the team,
yeah.
No doubt. One-on-one, Bella Ashlock can break anybody down. I just like the matchup here tonight with her.
Clay County with a one-point lead, 4-3. Ashlock misses the foul. Look at Lacey Wicks on the rebound. Kicks to Ashlock. Ashlock shot up. It's 6-3. It may be low scoring, but Clay County has Upperman doubled up. 4:15 mark of this first quarter. It may be Upperman slightly shell-shocked right here. As far as hustling grit goes, Clay County with the upper hand.
Yeah, at this point for sure. You know, we see Upperman not necessarily making shots they're used to, so the air ball on the three-pointer kind of gotten them out of sync, I think.
Well,
once Clay County handles the pressure and gets it up the court, they're
yeah.
having success, Coach.
I agree. You know, that's where it's at. If we just get it done, we get a good shot, I believe.
Couple subs in for Coach Walker. On the floor, Baylor Walden, Natalie Smith, Hallie Buford, Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews. Butler with it out top. Swings right side to Hamilton. Now back to Butler. Her drive inside. Now kicked out to the corner. Cora Bass on the drive, who's checked in off the bench. It's all an outside game here for
yes.
Upperman. Now here's a cut to the hoop. Butler with it. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound to Clay County. Lacey Wicks. She's got that look in her eye. Wants to go coast to coast. And ends up dribbling out of bounds. Hate that for her. Love the way she pulled it down and hit it the other way with it. Timeout taken by head coach Dana McWilliams. 3:39 mark of this first quarter. It's Clay County 6, Upperman 3.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Bees 6-3. 3:39 left here in the first quarter, and just a good effort so far from Clay County.
Absolutely, it is, and that's the big thing. You know me, Thomas, whether regardless of the sport, I love to see the hustle, and that's what we're getting tonight. Upperman with the ball. Trying to get points. They scored on the opening possession of the contest with a three-pointer. Since then, nothing doing for them. And I tell you one thing, was a foul called by this official? No.
No, it's still over the backboard.
At this point in time, Clay County being allowed to play a little bit, Upperman being called some fouls on.
Yeah.
I have no issue with it.
Me either.
Of course, it's still low. Three for Upperman, one for Clay. Natalie Smith on the inbound, the freshman. Gets all the way across the timeline. They say she stepped out of bounds.
You can't beat this running jump with dribbling, and you got to pass the ball.
Up from the back with it, 3-12 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County with a 6-3 lead. Low scoring, first quarter. Upperman thinking about a three. Corbass with it. Drives. Hands off to Izzy Mullins, who kicks back over to Taylor Delente. I can't hardly keep up with the perimeter passing of the Lady Bees. I won't try to. Bass on the drive. Underhand layup good. Foul call against the Lady Bees. One more of those, and we'll see bonus for the Lady Dogs.
So did you notice there? Ball never hit the floor. We made three passes, and we headed across center line.
And that's what you prefer, right? Best chance to lose it.
I mean, if you start trying to dribble through this, they're going to take it away from you. Or you're going to go out of bounds like Will Smith did a while ago. So here comes the double. You got to be ready to pass right now. Somebody get open.
Gives off to Walden. Now Walden across the timeline. Because they back off. They sag off into, I guess, what's a 2-3 zone here or something.
Well, they've been playing man. Yeah, they're in 2-3 now.
Ashlock with it out top. Double screen set. She splits the screen. That's a nice little drawled up play. Did not score, but Ashlock got her on rebound. Put back no good. Clay County, looky here, back on Walden. They got a big foul.
Well.
Clay County is killing Upperman on this end. We're getting all kinds of offensive rebounds. A lot of second and third opportunities.
You know, they're not very big at all. They're
bringing some size here with substitute Gabby Harrell checking in.
Later.
Certainly in response to getting out of rebound, no doubt. Hoping Harrell can come in and limit these possessions. Walden in the line where she hit one of the two. Gives Clay County a 7-5 lead. 2 minutes left in this opening quarter. So far, so good. For head coach Matt Walker playing the Lady Bees in his first ever appearance against them. They won state titles in 2017, 2018, and then 2022 as a bucket is scored by number 5, Bella Stiles. Tied up at 7. Pass across half court. Going to be taken away by Stiles. Giving Upperman the opportunity to reclaim the lead, which Clay County has had now, Thomas, for a good portion of this first quarter.
Yeah, they have. You know, Upperman went kind of cold there late, or early, I should say. And Clay County had the lead. They led by, you know, as many. Well, they were up by 3 at one point. You know, tie ball game, minute to go in the first quarter. I say it's a win for Clay County.
Absolutely it is. Last Lady B, three-pointer once again hit off the back of the iron, went up to the structure, and a near five-second call on the inbound. Finally, Walden gets it into Ashlock. Ashlock across the half court to Buford. Had it with the right wing back to Bell inside. Going to kick over to Smith. A good idea, but it did not work out. Chemistry between the senior and the freshman just not built up yet. It takes a while.
Yeah, she just made a bad pass.
1 minute remains during this first quarter. 7-7 the score. We'll have to see what Coach Danny McWilliams wants to do with the possession. She gets aggressive, goes to the hoop, shot no good. But Gracie Beller going to go to the line to shoot two. Hallie Buford called for the foul. Only the second team foul in the quarter against Clay County. misses the first. You get the feeling Upperman just a little off tonight shooting the ball.
I mean, like I said, I haven't seen him play. I don't really know.
I typically bring in scores. I failed to get those together tonight. I do know they're 5-0 on the season.
Yeah.
Clay County quickly across the timeline, knocking out from behind by Lady B. Lady Dogs of inbound. Hallie Buford going to do it from the corner. Works into Walden. Swung around to Wicks. Now Smith out top. Hands back off to Buford. 45 seconds of ticking. Hallie going to back up here. Send this 2-3 look. Wicks in the corner. Back out to Buford. Now freshman Smith inside the Ashok. Jumper no good off the back of the iron. That's the look we wanted.
Well.
Now Upperman with opportunity for the last points. 13 seconds and ticking. As Mullins has it out top. Giving off now to Ava Mae Allen. Lacey Wicks going to be caught for the foul defending Allen. .2 seconds left in this first quarter. Lady B's lead by 1, 8-7. Ooh, take away. Lacey Wicks with it. 3.5 seconds. Has time. Kicks over to Buford. Step back 3 at the buzzer. No good. First quarter ends. We've got a good one going here between Upperman and Clay County. It's the Lady B's 8, Lady Dogs 7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bees of Upperman. By 1, it's 8-7 for the guests. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland Real Supply. For Clay County, being led by Bella Ashlock. She has 4 points in the first quarter. Hallie Buford has 2. Baylor Walden has 1. Bella Stiles and Cora Bass, a bucket for Upperman. Gracie Butler has 4 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Real Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer.
Back here live, 8 minutes on this clock. Clay County with the basketball to start this second quarter. Only down by 1. Walden with it. Gives Buford in the corner. Hallie going to come back out top. On the floor, joining Buford, Walden, Matthews, Ashlock, and Haylen Garrison, the freshman. Garrison now with it. Works right. Gives to Matthews. Back to Harrison. Inside to Ashlock. Swung to Buford. Thought about a 3. Steps back. Wants it again. Never pulls the trigger. Going to reset. Swinging to Ashlock. Oh, they're calling her for the travel. I like the move, but I guess it was just a little too good.
Yeah, she kind of shuffled her feet a little before she took off.
I think Upperman got out of the man defense early after Buford beat him to the hole that one time.
Ashlock as well once, I believe.
That's right.
Upperman with it, firing the 3. Butler out top, no good. Can't hardly find the mark yet. Ashlock pulls down the rebound. Bella having a solid game so far. Then some more points out of her, though. I do like the shot selection. She's been aggressive tonight to the hoop. Matthews, bounce pass inside. Outside to Garrison, fires the 3. Ooh, just a little wide of the mark. What a big shot that would have been. Upperman going to have possession. Well, Coach Sims, if we'd have said 1 minute into the second quarter, Upperman leads by 1-8-7, would you have took it?
I took it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Think Clay County's done well so far, Thomas.
I do. You know, playing good defense, and you talked about the effort, and, you know, that's how you beat a team like this. Get it maybe a low-scoring type game, don't you, Coach?
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't know anything about them. They have no post game. Of course, they got a girl in there now. Just scored.
Now they're working to Harrell off the bench. She has the bucket. Just looking at the bench, it looks like Harrell is the only post player on the squad, perhaps.
Yeah,
couldn't hurt them in AAA play, depending on who's in the conference.
They don't have a lot of size, that's for sure.
Ashcock with it. Left wing. Lady B's up by three, 10-7. Garrison in the corner. Bounce pass inside to Matthews. Across to Walden. She drives, shoots. Ball knocked out of bounds. Coach Walker calling for the inbound play from the baseline. 6:16 mark, second quarter.
What's that?
Upperman standing this 2-3 zone. Yeah. Harrison with a three ties this thing up. Big shot for the freshman.
As Coach Watson likes to say, no hesitation.
Yeah. I mean, she's a pretty good shooter, best I can tell.
Yes, she is.
She's got a good look. She needs to let it go.
Upperman with it, looking for points. Knotted up at 10 here. Good defense by Clay County. Garrison over here now defending. Delente. Delente hands off to Hamilton. Hamilton drives, kick back out. A lot of perimeter passing. Butler out top. Garrison nearly creating a steal. 5:30 and ticking. Inside to Harrell. Pass was deflected. Hallie Buford comes up with the loose ball. Clay County with a chance to take a lead here. Midway through this second quarter. And it's Bella Ashlock going to have the ball in her hands to run this offense. Buford, three-pointer right wing. Ooh, close, but no good. Kind of hung on the side of the rim for a minute. Upperman's out and run the camera as they get a layup. 12-10, Lady B's in front. Walden in the backcourt, passes ahead to Matthews. Matthews now across the timeline, gives to Ashlock. I am thankful Upperman does not try the half-court trap the way York did.
Yeah.
They don't hardly have the athletes to do it.
I don't think they're capable of doing it like York did it.
Like you mentioned, Pickett used to run quite a bit of that against us, I think.
Yeah.
And it takes a well-conditioned young lady to do that.
Well, you just got to have quickness and some speed, you know. I mean, if you don't have it, you don't have it. It's just you're kind of wasting your time if you try all that stuff.
You know, and York had the length, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it. They got two or three big girls. Their little girls are big girls.
Yeah. 4:35 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County down by two. 12-10. Great showing so far in Joe Sims Gym tonight against Upperman.
Inside drive
by Stiles. Loose ball scrum. Upperman maintains possession. Hamilton on the wing. Drives inside. Floater no good. Walden the rebound. Upperman missing a lot around the basket in here. Walden gives to Smith. Smith cross court to Buford. Thought about the three. She's caught for the travel.
Two or three times we've done that. Shuffle feet.
Yeah, that's the same ref we had up at York, too, on that far side. And
Bobby
you know.
Rollins, yeah. He's normally a pretty good ref, though. Yeah. I mean that's I would have called both of those. You know, he's called.
Yeah, and that's something Hallie does to get her feet set a lot of times. So most time you can get away with it, but sometimes you can't.
Upperman with the lead and the basketball. 12-10 the score. Lady B's with it out top. Butler works against Wicks. Gets to the hoop. Scores. 14-10 the lead. And I believe the biggest lead of the night for Upperman. 3:52 mark of this second quarter. 14-10. Lady Dogs trail.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where Clay County trails Upperman 14-10. A little under 4 minutes left here in the first half, guys, and, you know, Clay County's really right where they want to be.
Certainly so. Coming out of this timeout on the floor, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashok, Lacey Wicks, Haley Garrison, and Natalie Smith, both freshmen in there. Ashok's jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Sadie South. Lady B's coming back to their end. looking for points. Three-pointer taken and hit. Now Upperman's starting to extend the lead. As Sadie South knocks down the three-pointer from right wing, makes it 17-10. Smith with the ball. Good speed by her. Gets across the timeline.
Well, it's been to make a shot or two.
Defensive change by the Lady Bees. Went back to man here, it looks like. Or, I don't know.
Yes, man.
Ashlock out top. Wants to work one-on-one. Can she beat her? She does. Shot does not go in, though. Wicks fighting for the rebound. And it goes out of bounds off her fingertips.
We're getting good shots. We just got to hit some.
First appearance of the night for sophomore Claire Kendall. Checking into the contest. We've not seen young Ella Eads yet in the contest. I don't see her dressed on the sideline.
She's sick, maybe.
Sick?
I don't know.
Could be. Kind of strange not to have her.
And she's usually one of the first subs that goes in. I was wondering where she's at.
2:41 mark up this second quarter, 17-10 the score. Lady Bees with their biggest lead of the night, as Coach Sims just mentioned. Just make a couple shots and right back in it. 7 points the difference.
A 7-0 run by Upperman. And actually outscored us 9-3 so far here in the second.
Lady Bees on the inbound. Delante with it. Kicks off to Butler. Butler, the primary offensive player for Coach McWilliams in this Lady B squad. She's to the hoop, has that shot blocked by Bella Ashlock. And the Clay County faithful like it. .229 mark, second quarter. Upperman inbound and having difficulty. Now they work it in. And they run the half-court offense. Three-pointer, top of the key. Good. Taylor Delente. Delente, the sophomore, with that big bucket. Buford now, as she drives, has it knocked away from behind. Clay County inbound from their baseline.
Now, trailing by double digits now, Daniel. Upperman 20, Clay County 10.
Got us doubled up. Similar to when we lead 6-3.
Yeah, and they've scored the last 10 points of this ballgame. Garrison tied it at 10 early on with that three-pointer, the only points the Lady Dogs have made this quarter.
Nice smooth spin by Smith. Natalie Smith had in the bucket from left block. Certainly not an easy shot to make.
We needed it, too. Need to get a couple stops.
8 points the difference. Inside drive by Bass. Shot no good. Rebound Smith. Natalie Smith got to keep it herself. Crosses the timeline and push from behind. First foul of the quarter by Upperman. Garrison coming back to the table to check in. So Coach Walker certainly comfortable playing these two freshmen just as much as anybody.
Yeah.
Joining Garrison and Smith on the floor, Ashlock, Walden, and Buford. Two seniors, two freshmen, and a sophomore. Now inbounded to Buford. A lot of contact, and the whistle's blowed up.
Yeah, they fouled her.
Minute 30 and ticking. 20-12. Lady Dogs trail by 8. Buford shakes, bakes, Euro step, shoots, misses. Rebound by Stiles. Lady B's thinking about another three. Now a drive out of Allen. Kicks off to Butler. Butler now penetrates the paint and kicks off. 55 seconds and ticking here. 20-12 the score. Low scoring first half. Allen with it, looks over to the bench to McWilliams. She sends in the call. They start to execute with 35 seconds. Butler now with it. Butler, a sophomore on this squad.
Good matchup right here between her and Ashlock. You know, pretty similar build, pretty similar athletically.
I agree. Different matchup now as Mullins has it, defended by Buford. Down to 10 seconds. Now a trap. Now pass inside. In the hands of Stiles. Stiles at the elbow. Gives off. Three-pointer taken and missed by Sadie South. Loose ball picked up by Butler. Desperation jumper at the buzzer. No good. One of the more low-scoring affairs we have seen so far this season. At the half, it's Upperman 20, Clay County 12.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Here in Salina, where Clay County trails Upperman 20-12 at the break. It's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 6-3 lead in this low-scoring affair midway through the first quarter before Upperman scored the last three and another bucket to go up 8-7 at the end of the first. Upperman then outscored Clay County 12-5 in the second stanza as they completed a 10-0 run to lead by as many as 10 before Natalie Smith scored a two for the last points of the first half to cut it to eight here at the break. The freshman with all 5 points in the second quarter as Halen Garrison also had a three-pointer. Baylor Walden has 1 point for Clay County. Bella Ashlock leading the way with four. And Hallie Buford has two for Upperman. Bella Stiles, Gracie Hamilton, Cora Bass, and Ella Harrell all have 2 points here at halftime. Taylor Delente, Sadie South have three apiece, and Gracie Butler leads the way with 6 points. Again, Clay County trails 20-12 to the Upperman Lady Bees. They're down eight here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any
back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop halftime show. Not sure how long you had silence on air there. Apologize for that. Me and Coach Sims having a good conversation about school. And the best part about that, going to go on Christmas break here before too long. Got one full week next week, and then I'll have an abbreviated day on Monday, December the 18th, which coincidentally is the day the Clay County Christmas Classic kicks off, where the Lady Dogs have two games that night, and the Dogs will have one game. I think Clay County ladies play Cumberland County, Kentucky, mid-afternoon, around 1:30 maybe. Then there's a doubleheader with Richmond that a lot of folks are anticipating. So that's actually the next action for the Lady Dogs, all the way on December the 18th after tonight. Nice little break for them. We'll go ahead now and do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Got a short one tonight. Very little has changed since Tuesday night at York when we updated this. Starting off with Hermitage Springs basketball, all teams were in action on Tuesday, hosting Forks River, and the junior high girls won their second game of the season, behind career highs from Kalia Crawford with 23 and Chandler Ridge with 11. All four teams will be traveling to Salina K-8 tomorrow night for the season's second meeting with their in-county brethren. Tennessee Tech basketball. Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles sit at 3-6 on the season. Strong currently is dealing with a back injury, but hopefully he will be back in action with the team on Sunday when they travel to ETSU for a 3 o'clock tip. Freed Hardeman University sophomore Katie Arms and the Freed Hardman Lady Lions are on a 10-game win streak and sit at 10-1 on the season. Freed takes the four at home tomorrow night against Welch College at 7:30. Finally, the Lubin Bears, Tyreek Key and Lubin Bears, are enjoying a lengthy midseason break. They take the court again on December the 16th. Key's averaging 19.9 points per game, 2.6 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 1.5 steals per game. This week's Local Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. All right, Coach Sims, break it down for us here. 20-12 here at the half. What adjustments did Coach Walker and staff try to make?
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased the way we played the first half. We turned it over a couple times already, but, you know, we've been getting it down the court consistently. We just need to make some shots, you know. We've had some looks at threes. We've had some in the paint. We've penetrated some, but we only hit a couple of shots, I think, that second quarter. We only scored 12 and a half, so that's not much.
No on pace for a 40-24 outcome here.
Yeah.
If things maintain.
Yeah, they seem like they're starting to shoot the ball a little better, too. So we need to stay out there on them, hit those threes. Of course, that's their game, penetrate. If you cut a ball, kick out for a three, you know, we see that quite a bit anymore. We just need to make some shots. I think that's the big thing. You know?
Sure. These teams going to switch into the floor. Hopefully this hoop to our right will be a little more friendly to the Lady Dogs during the second half, Tom.
Yeah, we know really both teams, you know, haven't been able to get a crew going offensively, as you can see. And, you know, credit Clay County's defense.
Absolutely.
I think they've played really well so far.
Well, you know, Hallie, you know, she's got to score some for us. She only hit, one shot the first half. You know, maybe she'll get going here and keep us in it anyway.
The pink-clad Lady Bees honoring breast cancer awareness tonight. Clay County wearing pink socks. You probably can't see them from this distance. Upperman with the possession. Starting this third quarter, they do have a 8-point lead, 22-12. Never have fully learned these Lady Bees tonight. Thomas, it's kind of funny. Some nights it just naturally takes place. Tonight it just hadn't. I've kind of struggled a little.
And Coach McWilliams has gone pretty deep, too. She's played a lot of players throughout.
Going to be Stiles on the drive. Her shot no good. Rebound to Ashlock. Jump ball, no, but Ashlock going to rip it away. Nice play by the senior. Good physicality. Bella playing with a lot of emotion here, and her jumper no good. What a great look.
Yeah, and we'll get, you know, some of those to fall.
Went halfway into the cylinder. Just didn't fall. Butler with it, left wing, defended by Walden. On the floor, starting the third quarter, the original five starters tonight. A Butler, Walden, Lacey Wicks, Tally Buford, Bella Ashock, and Kendall Matthews. 6:45 and ticking. Third quarter inside pass, never finds the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Ooh, I don't like that one.
No, I thought it went off her.
Yeah, me too. Looks like the Lady B touched it as it was between Bella's feet. Upperman inbound. Easiest bucket of the night for Upperman. Just got away from us.
Yeah, we kind of tried to switch there, and it didn't work out too good.
6.5 minute mark, third quarter. Ashlock handing off to Buford. Trying to run a little tighter shot tonight on the camera. Making me pan it a little bit more. Hopefully it's smooth enough to tell what's going on. Clay County wanting points here. 22-12. 10 points the difference. Ashlock called for the travel. She knew it when it happened. I am correct on saying the Clay County ladies sit at 4-3. That's right, isn't it, guys? Cannon County, York, and who was the other one?
East Rob,
that's right. Was not at that game. A 6-point loss to a team that, you know, pretty even to the Lady Dogs. Could meet up with them in the Region 4A tournament coming up February. Unfortunately, it'll be in their gym, so they'll have home court advantage if that happens. Good news, though. District tournament, moving back to Livingston this year after being in Jackson County last year.
Yeah, I heard that.
Bunker, three-pointer, no good. Nice rebound by Ashlong. Bella goes to the floor. They let her maintain possession.
I think Lewis didn't want it last year on what changed their mind.
Buford with it. Drives the right side. Spins into the paint. Left-handed shot up and good. Plus draws the foul. That's a big bucket that draws it to an eight-point game. The free throw could make it seven.
We just get her going. She'll keep us in it.
I see no Lady B that shut her out. You know. Ashlock either, for that matter. Bella's been creating shots. Unfortunately, just hadn't been hardly falling for her. But both of those senior players for us beating their defenders into the bucket.
Yeah, I think they can win their matchup. That's for sure. Just like Coach said, got to get them going to hope.
Yep. Buford completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. We've got a seven-point game, 22-15. Need a takeaway and a big bucket right here. And that'll breathe new life in the Bulldog country. Three-pointer taken. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Here's the opportunity. Butler. Actually, Hamilton all over. Ashlock gets away from the pressure. Passes ahead to Buford. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of a Lady B. Natalie Smith is checked back in at some point. So on the floor, Natalie Smith, Lacey Wicks, Hallie Buford, Baker Walden, and Bella Ashlock. Ashlock inbounds to Walden. Hands back to Bella. Bella in the corner. Going to drive inside. 12-foot jumper off the glass. No good. And it was deflected. Clay County maintains possession.
Yeah, I thought it had to be because it wasn't just an air ball. It was off to one side of the rim.
Lost all its mojo, didn't
it? Yeah.
Smith drives. Bounce past to Wicks. Wicks to Ashlock. Ashlock three. Ooh, no good. Rebound Upperman.
No, two good looks right there on that trip.
It's exactly what we want.
And the one shooting it that you want to shoot.
Sure. Upperman with the lead and the basketball. 7 points the difference. Halfway through this third quarter. Three-pointer. Right side by Hamilton. Misses everything. Rebounded by Stiles, actually. Ooh, that's tough. Stiles tried to kick it off or bounce it off of Smith. Smith actually caught the pass with her foot on the baseline. Upperman going to inbound from the corner. They're working to Harrell, the reserve post player. Give and go to the inbound passer. That's going to be 11 down there with it. Gracie Hamilton. Now a jump ball call or a foul? Foul against Bella?
Jump ball.
Okay. Clay County possession. Timeout taken by Coach McWilliams halfway through this third quarter. Clay County with an opportunity to cut this thing even closer. Up from a 22, Clay County 15.
Sides.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home tonight, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bees of Upperman 22-15, 3:50 left here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Half court inbound pass to Lacey Wicks. Wicks with it, picks up the dribble, kicks back to Smith. Smith loses the handle, regathers. Now back out to senior Hallie Buford out top. 3:35 and ticket, third quarter. Smith, right wing. Clay County trailing by seven, needing a bucket here. Ashlock stalking the baseline. Now sets up at the free throw line. Swung to Buford. Looking inside to Ashlock. Ashlock getting the hip, getting position. They can't work it in. Right wing to Wicks. Back out to Smith. Back to Wicks. Walter working across the paint. Elbow jumper good. 22-17. Bella Ashlock capable of taking this thing over if she wants to.
Oh, yeah.
Been taking great shots. Now seeing one of those fall, Thomas, could give that much-needed confidence to get on a hot streak.
Yeah, that's a big shot for Clay County right there for sure, Daniel. And you're right. You know, Ashlock at the free throw line right there, if you get her the ball, she gets a little confidence, she can score a lot in a hurry there in that zone.
Got a lady B at the line shooting free throws. I missed the foul. Looks like it was against Lacey Wiggs.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Bella shooting 52% from two-point on the season.
That's not bad.
No?
Missed both of them. That's good.
22-17. 5 points the difference. Ashlock, cover. Good. Here we go. Down to a three-point game. And it simply just feels like Upperman don't want to be here tonight. Lady B's with it. Butler drives right side. Going to be called for the travel. Great defense by Ashlock.
Oh, call.
Bella Ashlock starting to flex her muscle deep in this third quarter. 22-19. Lady Dogs down by single possession. Three-point variety. 2:25 left in the third. Smith with it. Gives to Garrison. Both freshmen in. Garrison right wing. Holds up. Kicks to Ashlock. Hand off to Buford. Buford going to drive. Had it to the bucket. Has it knocked away. Regather. Shot up.
Good. Got it to one. 22-21.
Clay County drawing even almost here with the AAA undefeated Upperman Lady Bees here on a Thursday night in Joe Sims Gym.
The Buford bucket made it a 9-0 run for Clay County. Upperman opened the second half with two. It's been all Clay County since.
You can see over in the corner that Clay County Bulldog basketball team all dressed out watching this good girls contest. Supporting the ladies, three-pointer Upperman, good. Number 32 on the bucket, Sadie South. I had forgotten to move the camera. Sorry about that. Natalie Smith, right wing, gives to Buford. Clay County looking for another good opportunity. Hattie uses an Ashlock screen, actually a Walden screen, and loses the ball. Hamilton with it. Crosses the timeline. Into the paint. Euro step. Shot. No good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Smith with it, getting aggressive, pulls up, gets to Garrison, she fires a three,
yeah!
Knocked it down, Heather Garrison, top of the key.
Hello. Yeah, she's a good shooter.
Two triples for Garrison here in this one. 45 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Upperman playing for the last shot. Good ending to this third quarter, guys. Clay County came out at the half 20-12. They have outscored the Lady Bees to this point 12-5 in this quarter. Coach McWilliams communicating with her girls. Lady Bees start to work it. Go to the right side. Down to 10 seconds here. Buford tied for the ball. Lady Bees hang on to it. Butler, left shot, no good. Kept alive by the Bees. Styles with it. Kicks back to South. Three-pointer good at the buzzer. Nice finish to the quarter for Upperman, giving them a four-point lead, 28-24. We got 8 minutes left to settle this thing.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bees of Upperman 28-24, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County just outscored Upperman 12-8 in the third quarter, as Bella Ashlock leads the way with 8 points. Hallie Buford has 7, Baylor Walden 1, Natalie Smith 2, and Halen Garrison 2 3-pointers. Coming at a big time, she has 6 points so far for Clay County. Leading the way for Upperman, Sadie South, 3 threes for 9 points. The last one coming at the buzzer to put Upperman up by 4. This Lady Dog scoring company has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
8 minutes left. In regulation, anyway, Upperman 28, Clay County 24, Lady Bees with the ball to start the quarter. On the floor, Baylor Walden, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Kendall Matthews, and Halen Garrison. Butler with it out top, works right against Walden, picks up the dribble, hands off to Stiles. Baseline cut by Lady B. They couldn't work into her, though. Good defense by Clay County. Great hustle so far tonight by Coach Walker's squad. That last shot called for the foul. You didn't like it, Tom?
Pretty suspect right there.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
You're going to see Gracie Butler going to the line to shoot for two. Coach Sims, you talked about it earlier. Of course, Gracie Butler and Maggie Butler, a pair of sophomore twins on this Upperman squad. Many people heard about this story. Their dad, an older gentleman, around 70 years old, right?
76, I think.
Yeah, right after the semifinal win against Greenville, tragically passed away in the football game. And
out on the field, congratulating everybody. Still over dead, basically. Had a heart attack, I guess.
Horrible to hear. And
there's another one of these girls in junior high, they said.
Got some good...
I think said he had 12 kids.
12 kids.
Had 2 by the first marriage, then had 10 by a second one.
I certainly hate that for that family.
Yeah.
Kind of a bizarre thing.
Everything, you know, I didn't know him, but hate to hear about something like that for anybody.
Upperman win the ball. 7:15 and ticking. Both of those free throws missed. Bob Hunger. 28-24. Thomas, how did Upperman maintain possession? Just pulled down the rebound? While we were talking?
I think so.
Upperman still can't convert on points. Big opportunity. Garrison all the way to the hoop. Euro step, reverse layup, no good.
You almost hit that.
Upperman with the rebound. And now they're back at it on the offensive. Bounce pass to Butler, taken away nearly by the Lady Dogs. Lady Bees maintain possession, 6:45 and ticking fourth quarter. 4 points the difference. Clay County 24, Upperman 28. Lady Bees getting a fight tonight from 8th-year coach Ed Walker and his squad. And we know the caliber of this squad. We talked about it all throughout. Outstanding Triple-A team. It plays in a tough district, very similar to Clay County in the single-A district.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Sims, as we've often talked before, Baxter, of course, a district foe back when you started coaching and throughout the 90s there.
Yeah, and we was talking a little other night. Of course, you run me off our record against them, but, you know, from 1990 to 1998, we were 26-1 against them. We lost one time in a 9. I knew we didn't. That's about it, you know. Cause we
you
beat
said
them.
That was a strange Sunday afternoon game, I think.
Yeah, we got a bunch of snowed out that year and had to play them on a Sunday afternoon. Then went up to Pickett. The next game, I think, got beat by them.
Of course, Jane McWilliams, who's now coaching the Lady Bees, you told me a player back in 86, 87, in 80, your first year.
Yeah, she was like a junior, I think.
Three-pointer taken and hit by Sadie South. 7 points the difference.
Her fourth of the contest for the Lady Bees.
Definitely a hot hand. Smith on the jumper could not get it to go. Upperman trying to build on this 7-point lead here. 31-24. Talk about looking like a football score, perhaps more than a basketball score midway through this fourth quarter. Butler with it out top. Kicks over to Mullins.
Yeah, Upperman just, you know, content to run time on the last two possessions.
Can't blame them there. Butler with it. Defended by Wicks. We've got Buford. Wicks, three-pointer taken by Mullins. She misses everything, goes out of bounds. Ooh, lady,
really
lady
got
skater.
It back. Golly. Threw up an air ball. They ended up getting it back.
Yeah, they did. Inside drive. No good on the shot. Natalie Smith, rebound. She's tied up for the jump ball. Possession in favor of the Lady Dawgs, according to the scoreboard. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Full timeout. 4:50 left in this fourth quarter. Upperman 31, Clay County 24.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where the Lady Dawgs trail the Lady Bees of Upperman 31-24. 4:49 left here in this game, Daniel.
7 points the difference. Clay County with a chance to cut into the Lady Bee lead. Freshman Natalie Smith, right wing, kicks to Buford. Now Garrison. Garrison back to Buford, wanted the three. Had to pass on it. Now drives the left side. Gets to the hoop. Going to score. Ooh, they're going to wave it off and say she double dribbled.
Well, we had it down to one there for a little while. But it's seven now. We need to score every trip. We need to get a stop down here.
Trap out top by the freshman. Upperman dribbles out. Mullins with it. Hounded by Garrison. Halen called for the reach-in foul. Three team fouls now against Clay County in this fourth quarter. It'll take two more to send the Lady Bees to the line for bonus. Mullins on the inbound, in the trap. Ooh, Smith came up with a deflection. Teammates just couldn't get to it. Now it's Ashlock. Maybe an Ashlock on the deflection rather than Smith. Buford, front court, layup, no good, but she's fouled. Halle going to the line. .359 mark of this fourth quarter. Buford with two free throws coming. Could cut it to a five-point game. First one's away and good.
She's still shooting about 90-plus.
Yeah. Yeah, going into the York game, Buford on the season shooting 87% from free throw.
She can do that the whole year. Man, that's great. Yeah, I never had anybody shoot that high.
State records usually set somewhere around 90-91 or something, I think.
Probably.
That's right there on par with it.
Like Holly and Deanna, they shot about 80-81. That's about the best I ever had anybody do.
I don't have single-game leaders with me tonight, and we'd stay on there and share them. We do have a Subway Trivia Challenge question coming up at halftime of the next game. Stay with us for that right now. 3:57 left in this fourth quarter. Lady Bees up by five.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, 3:48 mark. Upperman with the ball. A lot of motioning going on here at the table. I realized I had forgot about the camera. Still getting used to it.
I think you're doing a great job.
Well, I don't feel all that great tonight. A little under the weather. But I'm jazzed up a little bit.
You're doing a whole lot better than I do, I'll tell you.
Upperman up by 5, 31-26. Time getting short. A lot of time left. It is ticking, though. 3:10 and dwindling. Three team fouls for Clay County in the quarter. Ooh, Wicks nearly took away that pass. Got her hand on it and went out of bounds. I've been impressed with Clay County. We've said it multiple times, but it's been us tonight who have created a lot of disruption in the passing lanes and stuff.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by the pressure of Clay County defense so far. And really, you know, they've got some good players down there, and we've limited them. The only one in double figures, Daniel, is the one that's made four threes.
2:45 and ticking. Upperman has chewed off about 30 seconds on this possession. Butler nearly traveled in a trap. Ooh! Lacey Wicks catching an elbow right to the face. Wasn't malicious, but she caught every bit of it, and that had to hurt.
Then they call a foul on us.
Right on the bridge of the nose, it looked like, and it's a tough hit to take. Tough young lady there.
Yeah, she's ready to get right back in there, Daniel.
Stepping up the pressure are the Lady Dogs. Baxter splits it, though. Wicks called for the foul. Necessary. Couldn't give that open look from right block. And they have not shot well from the free throw line.
No, they haven't, Daniel. I think I've got them for about 1-for-6 on the night.
Lacey Wicks has expired from the contest. She played a tough night defensively, as always. At the line shooting, number 5, Styles. Misses the first.
Good.
Bella Styles prepares to release the second. It's away and good. 6-point contest. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Full timeout. 2:25 left in this fourth quarter. Upperman 32, Clay County 26.
Full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County.
Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supports wellness by providing opportunities for residents to maintain a field and pleasurable state, including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes.
2:20 and ticking. Bella Ashlock with it. Lady Dogs down by 6. 32-26. Walden, front court. Baseline shot no good. Rebound to Upperman. Bunker with it quickly. Wants to go to the hoop. Works all the way to the basket. That's not going to be called for the foul. Looks like all ball to me. But Bella, of course, in motion. That could have something to do with it. Well, I will say, regardless of how this final 206 works out, outstanding effort by these little dogs. What do you time with them?
Yeah, you know, whatever happens, we've given them a good game. You know, we played so much better than we did up York other night.
Of course, this is a one-off. It's basically, it joins with York to create a pair. One home, one away. And we'll see the same thing next year. York will be here, and we will travel to Baxter. 2 minutes left. 7 points the difference after one of the free throws was made. Walden across the timeline. Defensive foul call. Only the second team foul against Upperman. Minute 57 on the clock. Natalie Smith on the floor. Joining her, Baylor Walden, Bella Ashaw, Kaitlin Garrison, who has it out top, and Hallie Buford. Garrison, top of the key. Gives to Buford, right wing. Hallie going to back up and isolate. Smith setting the screen, actually giving off the ball to Smith. Now back to Buford. Now Ashok in the corner. Buford circles to the corner. We don't get it to her, now we do. Minute 30 and ticking. Buford inside to the paint, shot up. No good. They say she's fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot two. I saw the foot drag. I was afraid that was going to call a travel. Yeah. Seconds left in the contest. Two free throws coming for Buford. First one's away. Good. 6 point difference. I think the last three that we had, Garrison top of the key or Buford maybe. Buford have one more after that.
No, definitely Garrison that came in that third quarter, Daniel. The only points in the fourth. Four free throws from Hallie Buford.
Buford making that second one, drawing this thing to a two-possession contest, 33-28. Minute 20 and ticking. Upperman looking to protect the ball, take only a great shot. Hopefully Clay County. Oh, here it is. There's a turnover. What about it, folks?
Cut it to two or three here.
Yeah, great defense. The senior, Kendall Matthews, getting a hand up there, Daniel, to cause that Lady B to throw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Matthews checking out. 1 minute left. 5-point game. Upperman 33. Clay 28. Buford with the ball. Drives inside. Fouls are being called against Upperman. Once again, Buford going to the line to shoot two.
They call that one on the floor.
Oh. That's the third team foul. Coach Walker going to sub Matthews back in for Garrison. Joining Matthews on the floor, Buford, Ashlock, Walden, and Smith. 52.8 seconds. 33-28. Lady Dogs down by five. Matthews inbounds to Walden. Walden with it left wing. Gives to Buford. Hallie swings to Smith. Smith works right, gives to Walden in the corner. Baseline drive from Baylor. Bounce pass to Ashlock. Down to 35 seconds. Got to have a bucket. Timeout call by Coach Walker. 35.4 seconds on the clock. Looks like the 30-second variety here. We'll just stay on our 35.4 seconds left, Coach. Got to have two possessions to do it. 33-28.
Yeah, we can't put around too long. We got to get a shot pretty quick here and then.
You immediately foul him.
Well,
if you score.
If you can score, you know, I'd try to trap one time anyway, and then if you don't get it, you know, then get a quick reach.
Of course, you know, we just saw a moment ago, pressure creating an unforced error out of Upperman.
So I don't think they'll do that again. They're pretty good ball handlers, most of them. Passers. We just need to score first, then we'll worry about that later.
Clay County going to inbound from the far sideline. Kendall Matthews going to do that. Buford and Ashlock on the low blocks. Walden and Smith hit the high block on the elbows. Matthews works into Smith. 35 seconds. Smith with it. Out top. Kicks to Buford. Clay Kenny down by five. Buford deep. Three. Ooh, no good. Rebound to Upperman. Got to get it back quickly. 24 seconds and ticking. Upperman with it. Right wing. In a trap. Here we go. Jump ball going to be called. Timeout taken by Upperman. We'll go to break here. 17.4 seconds left. Coach McWilliams burning a timeout to save possession. Upperman 33, Clay 28.
To the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great...
Back here in line, 17.4 left. Upperman with the ball. Clay Kenny quickly needing to take it away. Here's the inbound. Here's the foul. Half a second ticks off the clock, 17-4 down to 16-9. 5-point difference, 33-28. Stiles at the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. 6 points the difference. Going to have to be three-pointers instead of twos here, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, 16.9. We'll be lucky to get two shots.
Still a two-possession game. Misses that one. Ashok on the rebound. Bella across the timeline. Works into the front court. Sets up left wing. Buford with it. Halley, deep three. No good. Rebound Bella. Bella putting it back from right block. No good. Six seconds. Now five. Foul call. Unfortunately, this one right at done is Ashok going to the line with 4.7 seconds on the clock. Clay County trailing by 6, 34-28. Ashlock misses that free throw. One more to come. 4.7 seconds remain. Clay down by 6. Hits that one. 5 points the difference. Full timeout by Coach Walker. We'll play one ad, come right back, and not miss the conclusion of this contest.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym, 4.7 seconds on this clock. Macon, not Macon, but Upperman rather, with the basketball going to be inbounding. Coach Sims during break, you said obviously immediate foul.
Yeah, I mean, that's your only hope, but if I down five with 4.7, yeah, it's pretty hopeless right now.
Yeah, very difficult. Very difficult.
I guess maybe stranger things have happened. I don't know.
Well, I'll be the first to say it, though. I honestly had written this game off coming into it and thought that Clay County would be pretty soundly defeated tonight.
I was the first to say
that they have fought their hearts out. I'm very proud of these young ladies.
They kept it close. You know, led time or two and shot the ball this little there. We might have won.
Here's the inbound. Immediately the foul. 1.3 seconds come off the clock. We'll walk to the other end to shoot these two free throws. 5 points the difference currently, 34 to 29.
Well, but, you know, playing these two tough games, maybe if we get in that tournament and it gets a little not hard, it's tough competition, maybe we can pull off a bunch of wins in a row.
Yeah, I think we could win six straight on the Christmas tournaments.
Like I said, I don't know a lot about a lot of those teams, but year in, year out, we're better than most of them, you know. I don't know what Monroe County's got this year. They used to be really good. Then they weren't very good at all, so I don't know if they're on their way back or not. Probably are.
Free throws were no good. 2.6 seconds on the clock. Walden inbound. Clay down by five. Here's the heave. Fall short. Outstanding effort by the Lady Dogs. Unfortunately, they come up 5 points short. Upperman 34, Clay County 29.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. We just witnessed Clay County, the Lady Dogs, fall to the Lady Bees of Upperman by a score of 34 to 29. It's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, Clay County was in this one throughout. We saw Upperman go up by 10 late in the second quarter, and then we cut it to 8, headed into halftime, and then Clay County came out on a run and actually took we cut it to 1. Never did lead, but cut it to 1 there in the third quarter. Went on with a 7-0 run. And then it was back and forth from there and had a chance at the end. Ended up losing by 5. This is a great effort by the Lady Dogs against a team. You know, I'm like Daniel. I don't care to admit it. I didn't expect this kind of game tonight.
Well, I didn't either. Like I said, I know what I've seen out of Upperman the last 20 years, basically. You know, this team's not what Dana usually has, or I didn't see it. Now, they may be better on another night, you know, but, you know, you don't ever, I guess, want to be happy with a loss. But, you know, I thought we hung with them really well, guarded good. We just didn't shoot the ball very good. You know, when we got some good looks, we missed most of them. If we could just shot the ball a little better, I think we might have pulled out a win. But, like I said a while ago, you know, two tough games here back-to-back. You know, maybe we get in these tournaments at Christmas, we can pull off a, get a streak going and win six in a row or something like that. But, yeah, I guess that's why you play these tough games. You know, they make you better. You know, that's what we used to do. You know, we'd always play Macon County and Livingston and all them, and we'd have a few more losses most time than a lot of people in the state tournament, but, you know, it paid off in the long run, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, and coming into this one, you know, it's hard for us to come up with what good it did up at York, the way that one went.
Yeah.
This one right here has to build some confidence.
It should, you know.
You know, these Lady Bulldogs have to feel like they belong against a 3A team like this, and especially in the district.
Yeah. And if we get Maddie back, you know, she'll step up, start getting 8 or 10 points a game inside. You know, it just makes us better, you know. I mean, we did pretty good without her, but I think we're a lot better with her.
We talked about the defensive effort of Clay County. Only one player in double figures for Upperman, and that was the one that made 4 threes. So I was really impressed with the defensive effort.
Yeah,
really, all the players, top to bottom,
yeah,
guarded really well.
I mean, you hold anybody to 34 points in a game. I mean, a bad team will score that much most of the time, and that's outstanding defense to do that.
Sadie South was the one that made the 4 threes. She finished with 12 to lead Upperman. Ella Harrell had two. Cora Bass had two. Gracie Butler, which I feel like was probably their offensive threat,
yeah,
just held to 8 points in this one. Taylor Delante, three. Gracie Hamilton had two. Bella Stiles had three. And Bella Mullins, two. For Clay County, Natalie Smith, a bucket. She had 2 points. Baylor Walden, just 1 point. Halen Garrison, two big threes off the bench, coach, finished with 6 points. Those were big shots.
They were. And I think it's only 2 times she shot the ball.
It was.
You know, she gets some looks. She might get a bunch every game, you know.
Bella Ashlock, 9 points tonight. Hallie Buford, 11 points. So it was. The offensive output kind of, you know, did the Lady Dogs in the end. But
29, they go win you many ball games.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes they go, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Tonight they didn't go.
No.
But, again, Clay County falls to Upperman, 34-29. Coach, as always, appreciate you being with us.
Okay, enjoyed it. Thank you.
This has been this Lady Dog Wrap-Up. It's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center.
where they're so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, getting ready for this Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7-day update on the CarQuest pregame show. Clay County's ladies playing tough tonight, losing by 5, though. We'll go ahead now and do this Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7-day update. On Monday night, Clark Range beat Jellicoe 91-82. On Tuesday night, the Buffaloes lost at Stone Memorial 62-97. Also on Tuesday night, Clay County lost at York 60-70 behind that big 28-point third quarter by the Dragons. Also on Tuesday night, Gordonsville beat Jackson County 61-40. A big signature win, Thomas, I felt like, for head coach Greg Bibb and his Gordonsville Tigers to beat Kevin Thomas and the Blue Devils by 21, a team that beat Clay County a couple weeks back.
Yeah, and you said it, Daniel. They've got a post player that can match up. Gordonsville does. And
Sacks,
you know,
yep, with McCrary for Jackson.
It's going to be a good matchup, I think, for Browning down the stretch.
No doubt. Tonight's action, only one game tonight, Clay County hosting Upperman. That right in front of us, fixing to call it. Tomorrow night, the traditional night, Pickett County hosting Russell County, Kentucky. Clark Range at Oneida. Gordonsville is idle tomorrow night. And Red Bone Springs hosting Jackson County tomorrow night. No district head-to-head actions taking place yet. That gets started after Christmas. However, overall records for the District 7A teams, Clark Range sits at 3-4. Clay County 4-2. Gordonsville 5-1. Pickett County 5-1. And Red Bone Springs 2-3. This Boys 7-Day Update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Well, we kick to Coach Watson, who's back with us tonight. Proud to have him get his thoughts on how Clay County can beat this AAA Upperman B squad, who has a freshman who I hear is as good as perhaps Tyreek Key was when he was a junior. That's the quote I've heard. Well, that, pretty high praise there.
That he must be a pretty good ball player.
We're going to see him. I think he's number zero, Tyus Cobb. I don't know if you've heard of his fame, but only a freshman and really highly touted.
I've heard maybe just a little bit like from junior high type play. These guys come along every once in a while and
pull your mic up just a little, Coach.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
Perfect.
I may wind up hung before this is over with.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man.
There's too many wires.
You're lucky sometimes, these guys come in as freshmen and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And of course, that doesn't mean he's gonna be tremendous. It means he's starting out good, but it takes a lot of work to get to the point. No matter where you start, You still got to keep working hard to make yourself better.
Absolutely. And of course, well-coached Bobby McWilliams, a veteran coach of the area, leading this program. This is only the sixth time in his 24-year career that Coach Edwards is meeting his alma mater of Upperman High School. Has not met him since 2011.
Well, the first time we played him was in 1961 when I was in high school. And they had an old gym that leaked, and the flooring had come up on one side of the floor on the right, the left-hand side coming down. They had a great press to run you down that side of the floor. But that's the first time we played. We had played them off and on ever since. It's been a great rivalry. We played them in district one year when we had four teams in the top four in the state, and they were one of them. And we and Baxter didn't get to go on, but I think maybe Pickett and Clark Range did, and I think one of them might have won the state tournament that year. But we had four top teams in the state that had to play in the district tournament semifinals.
No surprise there in District 7A. That's the way it often goes. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. The visiting team, the Upperman Bees, as we get ready to do the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. Their head coach, Bobby McWilliams. I forget what their record was on the year. I don't have my usual call sheet tonight. 4-1 on the year for the Bees. Triple-A team starting for Upperman. Number zero, a freshman, Tyus Cobb. Number two, a sophomore, Jack Torrance. Number four, a junior, Evan Huddleston. Number 21, a senior, Braden Roberts. And number 32, a senior, Isaiah Helms. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are 4-2 on the season. Due out a one-game losing streak into tonight's contest. After that loss at York Tuesday night, 60-70, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall. Clay County tonight, the home team wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Starting for Clay County, the usual suspects. Number 30, a senior, Wyatt Browning. Number 22, a senior, Weston Birdwell. Number 24, a senior, Andrew Smith. Number 3, a junior, Lance Burkett. And number 10, a junior, Nate Adams.
Size-wise, guys, I believe we may be a little bit bigger than them overall.
It certainly looks that way.
They don't.
Our starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. I agree wholeheartedly, Coach Watson.
It looks like it ought to be a good matchup.
Yeah, we got Birdwell stepping into tip court against Braden Roberts, and pretty even there between those guys that are tipping for the ball. Very similar to the Upperman girls, other than the reserve up the bench, number 50, Harold. They did not really have a post presence.
Yeah.
Birdwell and Roberts stepping in for opening possession. It's going to go to the Bees of Upperman. So for the first time in 12 years, these teams getting it on. Coach Edwards meeting his alma mater for only the sixth time. He has a 1-4 record in the prior five meetings.
coming into tonight's contest. A foul called on Birdwell right out of the gate. We're going to see Roberts going to the line to shoot three free throws.
I don't like that official.
Coach,
I don't usually say that about officials, but
pretty hard fought girls game. You know,
yes,
Coach
it was.
Squad
yes,
came up a little
yes,
short,
it,
but
yeah,
I thought an impressive display.
A real hard fought ball game, and I was really impressed with a couple of, I think, both freshmen out there tonight.
Yeah, Natalie Smith, Helen Garrison doing a good job.
I believe
Bella
Natalie Smith may be as good a looking freshman as I've seen around here in a long, long time.
Sure.
Looking for great things from her.
Roberts hits two, puts the bees up 2-9. 7:40 and ticking opening quarter. Nate Adams all the way to the hoop, gets to the hoop, does not score, kept alive by Birdwell. Gathered up by Smith. Now Burchett with it. He had the hot hand of the night. Opens up with a miss here. Once again, another offensive rebound, though. Nate Adams with it. Left wing. Kicks to Weston Birdwell. Weston back to Nate. Inside to Browning. Mismatch here. Big white Browning. Going to kick it out to Smith in the corner. Andrew going to have
got
a reach
foul coming
call.
Up.
Braden Roberts picks up his first personal.
You already see on the first two possessions, you know, athletically, this teams are pretty even, it looks like to me, to start. It's going to be fun to watch two of the best athletes in Upper Cumberland, and Ty Cobb and Nate Adams go at it. They've been matched up so far.
Birdwell with the inbound pass, puts it in, and draws a foul. Weston Birdwell really flourishing in the paint here during his senior campaign.
I wonder if this Ty Cobb is still a base.
I don't know. Certainly a legend. A lot of scandal around him, though, was there not?
Yeah.
Birdwell completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way and gives the Black, Purple, and Gold a one-point lead. Here's some backcourt pressure by Burchett and Smith. Can the Bees beat it? They do so as Cobb with it crosses the timeline, works ahead to Torrance. Torrance hands back off to Cobb. He's a baseline drive all the way to the hoop. Loses the handle on it. Andrew Smith comes up with the loose ball. Andrew going to pass to Nate. Now across the half court. Kicks to Lance. Three-pointer out corner. Yeah! Picking up right where he left off, Coach.
A good start.
Up
yes.
In short, Burchett had the first 13 of Clay County's points all by his lonesome. Ended up with 24 on the night. Starts hot here, putting Clay County up 6-2. Roberts, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Birdwell. Weston puts it to the floor. Now hands off to Nate. Nate into the front court. Sets up right wing, gives the Lance. Lance called for the quick foot shuffle walk.
You know, that's something I can't understand. You can take four steps at the end of it, but you can't move the first of the move.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see that as a violation right there.
Yeah, it's just this crew has been kind of on that call.
They
you
have.
Know, like Buford
these,
and others,
yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah,
sometimes you think
is, these, it's true.
You think that these guys show up looking for things.
Well, I think they ought to do. As Roberts adds 2 points from right block. Makes it 6-4. Clay County with a 2-point advantage in the basketball. Andrew Smith into the front court, circles back to the wing, gives off to Burgett. Lance with it out top, going to dribble to the center of the court and slow it down. Gives back to Andrew Smith, also with double figures in that York win the other night. Jump shot. Nate Adams free throw line, no good. Rebound Cobb. Upperman playing quickly. All the way to the hoop is reserved. Bronson Chapin, and he lays it in to tie it up at 6.
We're going to have to get back every time down the floor.
Merge it with it under pressure.
Better hurry.
30-second timeout taken. We're going to stay on air here early.
Save the possession.
5:34 mark of this first quarter. The reason I stayed on air, Coach Watson, I was hoping you could give us an update on the back injury of Grant Strong. I know Coach Edwards told me he was sidelined right now with a reoccurring injury he had in high school.
Yeah, I think they're looking at maybe, you know, doing an epidural injection if Grant agrees to it. It's nothing really, really, it's something that aggravates him. Like if he makes a quick cut, sometimes he'll have a sharp pain down his leg or something. But the kid from Burbstown is still fouling him.
Oh, okay.
He's
playing in LBC?
No, it came up from the play down here when he heard when he got tackled down here.
Yes, I recall that.
That's when they got compressed there at that. So
well,
I guess we can say that's and it's bothered him quite a bit, but now he'll I think he'll be back.
Yeah, hopefully Grant will be back to it as Nate Adams adds a bucket from point blank range right in the center of the paint. Puts Clay County back in front, 8-6.
Of course, Tech's off until next week, so, you know, he's got some time to rest up.
Would they travel to ETSU on Sunday, perhaps?
Yes.
Thomas was at Bronson Chaffin again.
It was.
Coming in off the bench with 4 points already. Bounce pass to Birdwell from Browning. Weston with it. Gives to Nate. Nice little touch pass down to White. White with it on the block in a trap. Passes out to Andrew. Now Lance out top. Nate, three-pointer right wing. No good. White Browning fighting for it. Take any ball.
Yeah. Great good hustle by Browning.
Yeah, great job by Browning getting position there for the offensive board.
He is surprisingly quick.
He is.
Coach Edwards talking to him. Wants to see, is White Browning on the inbound play, wants to see a bigger role out of White Browning down the post. He does present a matchup issue for so many teams, including this Baxter team tonight.
Yeah, he and Chaffin can do battle down there, and it just helps all of these other guards, you know, when you can work inside out, Daniel.
Yep. Nate Adams, 15-foot jumper, silky smooth.
That's a good shot.
10-8, Clay County in front by two. Little backcourt pressure is beaten by the Bees. Cobb passes ahead. Here's a steal, Nate
good
Adams.
Interception.
Right. Nate going to be fouled.
Good anticipation and beat the ball there.
And you can see already, this Clay County Bulldog team is not intimidated with this Baxter B team so far.
No.
And again, athletically, I think we've got a pretty good matchup here.
Absolutely. Very similar to the girls game. Very close. 8-10. Dogs with a 2-point lead. Burchett with it. Loses the handle. Picked up by the freshman Cobb. Cobb 1-on-1. Dishes across the paint. Shots up and good by Evan Huddleston. Burchett with it. His pass knocked away by Cobb. I'm not a good enough judge of talent. I'm sure Cobb's great. I just, you know. Of course, a very limited selection size at this point. Still in this first quarter, 3:47 mark. Connor Westmore fires the three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Just up to Browning. 6-foot jumper. No good. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Upperman got to have possession.
Clay County getting the looks they want on the offensive end, Coach. You know, we've seen Browning with some point blank misses and others getting some pretty good looks.
Yes, yes, they are.
Upperman with it, crosses the timeline, gets to Roberts at left wing, now left block, little alley-oop play for Thompson. He collects it on the baseline, works back inside, shot no good, Browning the rebound. Browning an outlet pass to Burgett. Lance walks it up. Coach Edwards sending in the play. Nolan Adams checking in for the first time tonight. The sophomore with it on left wing. Works back to his cousin Lance. Lance being defended closely by Huddleston. Hands off to Nate. Nate with it. Going to go all the way to the hoop. Lost the handle. Offensive foul call. Nate picks up his first personal.
Yeah, just a little out of control there, you know.
Yeah, you know, hold on to understanding what you've got and, you know, how to get where you need to go.
Yeah, you kind of be not set, that's for sure, but just.
Sometimes we get in too big a hurry.
Yeah. Upperman back with it. Game knotted up, 10-10. Cobb scores right off. He does have good hops. Real, a lot of elevation, the freshman right beside the rim as he lays that in. Nate Adams adds another bucket from the left elbow. And perhaps a duel starting to develop here between Cobb and Adams. You were hoping to see it, Thomas.
Yeah, I expect that. You know, like I say, two of the premier athletes in the Upper Cumberland right here going at it.
Bush with it. Drives baseline off the bench. Nate Adams, a takeaway. Not only does he intercept passes on the gridiron, but he does it on the hardwood to the scores.
Took it all the way.
Nate Adams putting together a one-man run here. 14-12. Another turnover by the Bees. Credit Coach Edwards' guys with some tenacious defense.
And the difference between Nate and Cobb at this point, Nate's doing it on both ends. We've seen multiple steals already from him
just the defensive pressure so far creating the offense, Daniel.
Brothers Nate and Nolan team up to work across the timeline. Nate can run the point. Actually, Nolan, I'm sorry. Nolan now works Andrew right wing. Westmoreland left corner. Cross court to Smith. Now back to Nolan. Inside to Nate. Jumper. Ooh, good.
Bounced around and dropped.
Rattled around the cage and went in. Had the shooter's touch. Nate Adams getting close now to double figures in this contest.
He got 10 already here in the first quarter, Daniel. And it's just a signature zone beater from Coach Edwards. Put your best player at the free throw line. Let him run the show. Either take that shot until they come out and guard you or dish it underneath to Browning and others. And we've seen it year after year after year from Coach Edwards, and it's working again tonight.
16-12 the score. Clay County with a four-point lead. Minute 10 and ticking here. Offensive foul called against Upperman.
We got a break.
Frustration. You know, Cobb's got 2 points in this ball game.
Yeah,
Adams has 10.
He got caught fighting back.
The freshman frustrated so far.
Well, we know what Coach Edwards, regardless of if he has a premier scorer like a Key or a Strong or an Adams, he still wants to have a defensive identity year in, year out. That's what we always see. You think about guys like Gunner Seal, Keith Times, Eli Smith, and now a technical foul.
No, that's just a warning, I believe.
Mick Williams wanting an explanation. So how long will a warning make you sit? Till you want to stand up again?
Till you jump up again.
Westmoreland, left wing, inside drive to the Bulldog mascot in the paint. Kicks back out the Birdville. Now Nolan Adams.
That's the Upperman going man here.
Here's the drive. Adams to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Westmoreland trying to keep it alive. He's called for the over-the-back foul. 13 foul of the quarter. Checking in, Mike Browning and Lance Burchett coming out. Nate Adams. And
somebody.
Down in Westmoreland now joining. Yeah. So on the floor, Andrew Smith, Lance Burchett, Weston Birdwell, Nolan Adams, and Wyatt Browning. Here's Andrew Smith with a steal. They say he stepped on the sideline. What a hustle. What a hustle. So similar to his brother Eli with the motor he plays with.
Yeah, Andrew's been playing great basketball too, Daniel, in his senior season here. And again, like Adams, both ends of the floor, defensively, he's in the double figures up at Jamestown, and really just playing the role he needs to play for this team.
Three-pointer, Roberts, good. 1 point the difference, 16-15, Clay County with the advantage. 25 seconds left in this opening quarter. It's been extremely even, back and forth. Two good coaches doing battle here with two good teams. 15 seconds and ticking. Lance Burchett wanting to drive. Works baseline. Now corner. Now reverses. Gives to Andrew. Down to 5 seconds. Back to Lance. Lance going to take the three. No, he's going to drive from the elbow. Jump shot. No good at the buzzer. And then the one here in Joe Sims' gym. It's Upperman 15. Clay County 16.
Nice quarter really from both teams. Real good job.
Yes, it was.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where Clay County leads Upperman 16-15, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nate Adams pacing the dogs to this early lead with 10 first quarter points. Lance Burchett has 3, and Western Burble has 3 for Clay County, leading the way for Upperman. Brayden Roberts with 7. Braden Bronson Chapin, 4, Huddleston, 2, and Cobb held the 2 points in the first quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street, across from the post office in Salina, to see all they have to offer.
Clay County with the ball to start the quarter on the floor. Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, Weston Burble, White Browning, Andrew Smith, original five starters. Nate with it, right side, uses some screens. Now being contacted heavily by Bush. No whistles blow, though. Now it's Burchett driving left side. Gives off to Andrew, swinging it back to Nate. Four wide, Browning on the post. Cutting inside was Lance. Pass never got to him. Upperman taking it away. Cobb getting close to throwing it down. Lays it in off the glass. And Upperman takes a one-point lead, 17-16. First lead of the night for Upperman, I believe. Nate Adams says, I'm going to fire a three, just a little short off the front of the iron.
He scored the first bucket of the game, Daniel. Other than that, yes.
Cobb with it out top. Hands off to Huddleston. Actually, that's Torrance with it. Now back to Cobb. We lost him in transition. Easy layup.
Yeah.
Open the building on this lead. 19-16 currently.
Adams went to sleep for a second there.
I'm seeing Susan Bailey on the Facebook Live comments trying to be protective of us there. Looks like one of these hackers or bots or whatever you call them, trying to draw people away from our broadcast to another one. And she says, friends, don't trust them. Listen to her. Thomas, we just really enjoy the involvement from our fan base, do we not? Whether it be on the hotline or on the comments.
Yeah, great following. As we see a shove here. Wyatt Browning goes to the floor. I don't think the referee saw it.
Well, I know this much. They don't want to mess with Wyatt Browning too much.
No, they don't. But you're right, Daniel. We can't thank our listeners, our sponsors enough for helping us bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation. And
I didn't see Browning commit a foul, man. I mean, I didn't either, Coach.
I did not. Upperman with the ball. Thompson right side. Uses the shoulder, creates space, and gets the bucket. Upperman starting to get chippy here. 6 minute mark. And a timeout taken by Coach Edwards. He sees what's happening. Gonna challenge his guys to not get bullied around.
Yeah,
21-16. 5 points to lead for Upperman. 5:58 mark, second quarter.
Trying to break their concentration a little bit, maybe.
Daniel, yes, sir.
Voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. Here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. Upperman has scored the first 6 points of the second stanza to go up by five, Daniel.
They are on a run that needs to stop now. Nate Adams on the inbound, 5:55 and ticking second quarter. Dogs down by five. Lance Burchett, left wing. Drives to the free throw line. Jump shot, good.
Got it. Nice shot.
Here's the pressure. Here's the trap. Bees beat it with a pass. Still have yet to cross the timeline. Now they do so. Cobb going to get it. Top of the key. Matched up with Adams. Here's a screen by Thompson. Adams works around it. Another screen. Cobb inside. Kicks it to Roberts. His three no good. White running the rebound. Oh, what a steal here by Upperman. It was Roberts on the steal. Cobb misses the shot. Browning gets the rebound. They're harassing him. I wish he'd just bowl him over. And here's another takeaway and a foul finally. And it's going to be Jack Torrance called for the foul, and I didn't appreciate his reaction.
Yeah, we see Upperman coming in with a little attitude here. You know,
third foul, I believe they said, didn't they?
They don't expect to get a challenge from a single-A team. Let me tell you something. These Bulldogs aren't backing down from anybody.
No.
These fan bases are getting fired up, Daniel. This is a great atmosphere for a non-conference game.
It certainly is. Yeah. As we mentioned, these teams have not met since 2011. We knew a good crowd would be on hand to witness a seldom-played opponent. 5:05 and ticking. Burchett with it. Dogs trailing by three. Adams, jumper, free throw range, good. Starting to find that stroke, Coach.
Yes, he is. That's a beautiful shot.
Baxter on the return offensively. Cobb with it out top.
Upperman slowing it down. Thompson with it. Gives off to Huddleston, who's defended by Nolan Adams. Good matchup there. Just good matchups all over the court between this man defensive look.
Yeah, there really is.
Cobb scoring over the top of Browning. Browning had to help off on the defense. Cobb just making the shot, yeah. Even though Browning did a nice job of denying.
But he didn't have enough time to close off.
No.
He just didn't have enough time to get there.
Nate Adams going to go to the free throw line.
What we're seeing, like I said, you talk about Nate Adams, you know, he's guarding Cobb on our end, working hard right off the bat on the defensive end. Not the same way on the other end. Cobb staying away from Adams.
Kate Hanley. Nate missing that first free throw.
We need those.
Yeah, free throws has been an area of difficulty a little bit coming into the York game Tuesday night. On the season, Nate was 10 of 19 for 53% from the free throw line, misses both of those.
You're going to lose a lot of close ball games with that kind of foul shoot.
As a team, Clay County, 42 of 81 from the free throw line for 52% on the season. Heading into the York game, look at Nolan Adams, comes up with a steal, going to take it all the way to the hoop, and scores! Left-handed layup by the talented sophomore. Coach Watson, we've talked about it in another broadcast. He can get to the hoop about as good as anybody on the floor.
Yes, he can.
Very elusive. Another B turnover, Thomas.
Yeah, got it to one here, Daniel. 3:46 left here in this first half. Clay County needs a bucket here to take the lead and momentum.
Trailing by one, 23-22. Here's a steal. It's Roberts. Heads the other way. To the hoop. Lays it in.
We've got to be careful.
Roberts with several takeaways. Braden Roberts, the senior for the Bees. Connor Westmore called for the travel.
You know, they called Hallie with a bunch of those little rabbit jumps.
They did. Bella got called for one. Thomas was talking about that earlier. It's just something that they're doing tonight. Some nights you can do it, some nights you can't.
Yeah.
It's just your basic gather. Yeah. You see it at every level. And, again, I think the referees, I don't know, someone must have called the TSSAA or something after that Jamestown game because they're really keeping an eye on it.
Huddleston with it. Swings back to Cobb, the talented freshman right wing defended by Adams. Hands back up now to Turnbow. Turnbow inside to Thompson. Birdville trying to draw the charge call. Whistles do not blow, though. Upperman, 5 points the lead, 27-22. Nolan Adams to the hoop. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound west to Birdville. Working hard in the paint. Throws it to Lance Burch at three-pointer top of the key. A little short, rebounded by Turnbow for the Bees. Upperman now quickly back on their end. Shot from left block.
Oh.
Blocked by Burble, but a foul call. We'll see the freshman, Tyce Cobb, going to the line to shoot two.
Can we get a replay on that?
I'd like to see one, Coach.
I love the energy of Western Burble. You know, he's battling with Chaffin down in the post. He comes down, gets a board on this end, blocks a shot on the other. Just the heart and the tenacity of Birdle.
He's doing a good job of containing it as well. You know, when you play that hard, it's easy sometimes to get caught up into some personal battles. Done a good job of playing clean. Hadn't gotten foul trouble much this year. So he's playing tough, but playing clean. 2:41 mark of this second quarter. 5 points the difference. Upperman up, 27-22.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Tyce Cobb at the line to shoot two. 27-22. 3A classified Bees with now a six-point lead. I guess he'd already taken the first. Or was that an and one, Thomas?
No, he missed the first.
Okay.
Boom.
Lance Burgett keeping Clay County right in it. 4 points the difference.
I like those shots. Come down, pull up, and jump. Jump, stop, and score.
Just that no hesitation, as you often talk about. A nice razzle-dazzle play by Bush and Cobb hooking up there for points. I think Cobb the one that finished it.
Yeah, Cobb with nine
get
here the in the second quarter. He's into double figures with 11, Daniel.
Adams across the timeline to Browning. Pretty much into the lap of head coach Bobby McWilliams. Browning not able to get to it.
And he wound up throwing it to Browning's weak arm. I mean, that's his weak side. You know, I believe he's a big left-hander.
Yes. Upperman trying to build on this six-point lead, 30-24. Cobb with it. Gets to the free throw. I guess the Bush and an offensive foul got to be called here. He lowered his shoulder and pulled a fullback down.
I told you I didn't like this guy.
That's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. He took the ball under his left arm, lowered the shoulder,
you know,
and headed to the baseline.
You know who this guy is.
I
the guy, that waved off Taylor Strong's shot up at Pickett County that would have won the district tournament.
I remember that. I was listening to that on the radio.
That's the guy. He's out of Kentucky somewhere.
Unimpressive. Cobb with it. Jumper. Right elbow. Good. Coach Edwards wanting a timeout, I believe. No. A foul being called. Black ball. White Browning called for the push, and now the officials getting a little slanted towards the back, black, purple, and gold. Minute 40 left in this second quarter, 32-24. Dogs trail by eight. Been a sloppy quarter for Bay County. Thompson on the inbound for the Bees. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Here we go. Full head of steam. They dribble behind the back. Here's the takeaway. Cobb comes up with a loose ball, and he is going to score from left block.
And there was somebody behind his back.
Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Full timeout.
We're in too big a hurry right now. We need to kind of calm down a little bit.
I agree, Coach. Get our composure back. Upperman with their biggest lead of the night. 10 points. 34-24. Minute 26 left in the second.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Homes. Ty Cobb getting hot. He's got 13 here in the second quarter to give Upperman this 10-point lead. The Bees are up 34-24, Daniel. About a minute left here.
Dogs needing a bucket. Burchett with it out top. Gives the cousin Nate. Nate going to slowly dribble right. Bit of a 2-3 look out of this B defense. Minute 5 and ticking. Coach Edwards shouting out instructions from the bench. Nate goes there. Goes back right. Defended by Huddleston. Picks it up. Hands to Lance. Seconds of ticking. Nolan to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound Thompson. Gives to Huddleston. Huddleston to a teammate. Now to Roberts. Roberts back to Huddleston, and Upperman coach wanting the last shot. 30 seconds and ticking in the
third quarter. Yeah, they're going to try to work it down and get it.
Bees leading by 10.
And we...
34-24.
With the new rule, we can't afford to foul.
No, 14 foul right now. for Clay County. A foul would send Upperman to the line to shoot two.
You see Burchett match it up with Cobb here. You have to think the Bees are looking for him with six seconds left, Daniel. Good job by Burchett denying it.
Here's Cobb. Going to drive to the hoop. Inside. Dishes off to Thompson. Lays it in at the buzzer. Well executed by the Bees. Builds a 12-point lead at the half, 36-24 over the Clay County Bulldogs. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Upperman 36-24 here in Salina. And this time, for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a lead early in the first quarter as Nate Adams scored six of his 10 first quarter points to put Clay County up 16-12. Upperman hit a three right before the buzzer to cut it to one. And then they opened the second quarter on a 6-0 run to gain control, went on to outscore Clay County 21-8 in the second to claim this 12-point lead. For Upperman, Ty Cobbs leading the way, just 2 points in the first quarter, scored 13 in the second. He's got a total of 15 for the Bees. Evan Holston has two. Braden Roberts has nine. And Bronson Chapin also into double figures with 10 points at halftime. For Clay County, Nate Adams leading the way with 12 points. He's got a cool dozen at the break, 10 of those coming in the first quarter. Lance Burgett with 7. Western Burville has 3, and Nolan Adams has 2 points for the Dogs. Again, Clay County trails by 12. It's 36-24 in favor of Upperman. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, 36-24. Pretty similar to the girls' contest. It was 20-12 at half of that one with the Lady Bees in front. The Upperman Bees leading the Dogs by 12. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge. This will be the last one for a while because Clay County has a lengthy break. Their next action is coming up on Monday, December the 18th. Here in the Christmas Classic, and we have yet to make a determination about broadcast and availability for that. So who knows? We may not see you until the new year. But let's get this Subway Trivia Challenge in, and hopefully we'll get a lot of good guessing going on. This is brought to you, as always, by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Kind of a vague one here. No parameters that I'm throwing out there. But if you were listening to the girls' game, you'll have an idea of what time frame this should have came from. Who is the only Lady Dog on record? We don't have stuff prior to Coach Sims in 86. Teresa Neiman may have done this in 81, 82 or something. You know, I don't know because we've had great players. Who is the only Lady Dog on record to have scored 20 or more points on 3 different occasions against Upperman? Who is the only Lady Dog on record to have scored 20 or more points on 3 different occasions against Upperman? If you think you know the answer to that, please send your guesses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
pretty vague.
Yeah, it's pretty vague. You know, you usually give us like a rundown of this and a rundown of that and so on and so forth.
Like I said earlier, I wasn't feeling too great prior to going on air.
Still pretty good, though.
I contemplated not having one, but we can simply not do that to our sponsors. Got to have a trivia question. And this is a pretty good one. I will add some parameters if we don't get any good guessing.
I thought you might.
Oh, yeah.
We have a guess.
All right, Tricia Fox, Sam Daniels coming in with that, one of the all-time great scores, of course. That is incorrect, though, right era, because Tricia would have played Upperman each and every year pretty much that she was in high school. Real good guess, but not Tricia Fox. Nicole Davis being guessed by Travis Crabtree. Of course, Nicole also waging war with Upperman several times during her campaign. Incorrect on that answer, though. Michelle Chambers being guessed also by Tyler Kerr. Another great guest, another Lady Dog in Michelle Chambers that met several times against Upperman. Incorrect, though, on that one. Jenna Arms also being guessed by Sam Daniels. You guys are all over it. Still incorrect, though. Have not found that correct answer. Looking for the name of the only Lady Dog to, on record, to show 3 20-plus point games against the Upperman Lady Bees. We've got a good one going here. Left at halftime, coach.
Great ball game. We see. I think both teams have expended a lot of energy. There hadn't been a lot of scoring, but there's been some good hustling defense. People getting up and down the floor and good spirited play. We've had a couple of highly spirited plays there a couple of times, but relatively good, sound basketball game. We've made a couple of bad passes that have hurt us, but other than that, we've played pretty sound basketball this first half.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good game. You know, Clay County kind of went cold and Cobb heated up there in that second quarter and, kind of showed what people have been talking about, Daniel. Pretty good player.
We have a correct answer that is coming on the hotline. Several other guesses have been made. We've had the guess of Tia Adams. Of course, Tia Burchett Adams, another outstanding player who met the Lady Bees several times. We've got the correct one twice. No, just once. The correct answer is Tia Ashong Arms. And that answer comes in from Tiff Brown. So congratulations to Tiff. That's her second win on the Subway Trivia Challenge. This basketball season, she'll be receiving through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Before we get completely away from that, can't help but share a few of those other guesses that was made. Amanda Kendall being guessed by my mom, Linda Strong, an outstanding guest, of course. Sam Daniels ended up coming in with the correct answer of Tia Ashok. It was after Tiff Brown, though. We appreciate everybody, as always, participating. Thomas, update us on that score.
No score so far, Daniel. The Bees just changed it. Is Evan Holson?
A great recovery on that shot by Upperman. He fumbled the pass, but able to pick it up and score off of it.
Upperman pulling out the 14. Pretty sizable lead in this low-scoring contest. 38-24. 6:55 and ticking, third
quarter. That's only 8 3-pointers, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's true. Nate Adams adds a bank shot from the left elbow.
Got in. Good job, Nate.
Adams got to be getting close to 20, Thomas.
Nah, he just got 14. Had a cool dozen at the break. Only had two in that second quarter.
I remember the hot first quarter. Up him and back with it. Ty Cobb adds another. He's going to end up having a huge, huge night if he keeps on this pace. The freshman, Ty Cobb. Here's another Upperman takeaway.
We've got to be careful.
Full head of steam by Torres.
They've swapped with us.
Taken away by Lance Burchett. Burchett going to slow it down. Coach, you thought that maybe we got a little baited into playing too quickly earlier.
Yes.
And we see Coach Edwards slowing it down here for the half-court offense. Three-pointer taken and hit. Right. Andrew Smith, first point of the night, and they couldn't have come at a bigger time.
Now we need about seven more of them.
Yeah, Andrew Smith, just staring it down and pulling the trigger. We talked about him, played great up at York, and, confident shooter right now. He doesn't take a whole lot of them, but the ones he takes, Daniel, have been daggers.
40-29, making this an 11-point game with a triple from Smith. Thompson with it inside, works against Brownie. We're going to call a foul against White.
Thompson going to go to the line to shoot two.
Chapman, I think, Daniel, what I've got. Bronson Chapman for 23. Does that know what it is?
Bronson something? What have I been calling Thompson?
Yeah. Not a problem. Not to call you out or anything. But I just wanted to double check.
I've called you out plenty of times. That's all right. Well, they don't even have a Thompson on the roster. They do have a Johnson, though, that is listed right below Chapman.
It's Chapman. And he missed them both.
5:25, no points on the free throws. Chaffin comes up empty. Clay County with a chance to cut to single digits. Brown, an inside power dribble. Let's him go past. Scores outside.
All right. Got it to roll in.
Hopefully.
I think he scared that one in.
Hopefully we will get Wyatt Browning going.
Yes.
He can be a force
yes,
on that block.
Yes, he can.
Chaffin has been a formidable post down there, though. Torrance, baseline drive, kicks to Roberts, swings down to Huddleston, who gives it over to Cobb. Three-pointer, top of the key, and that no good. Ooh, how's that going?
It was good.
Shooter's roll.
A heavy air current there, I believe, pulled it back.
Wicked bounce. Must have had a lot of rotation on that basketball. Cobb coming up with a big three-pointer, stretching this thing back to a 12-point lead, 43-31. Halfway through this third quarter, 4:30 and ticking. Lance Burchett inside the Browning. Browning working against Chaffin. Kicks it back out to Lance. Three-pointer in the corner. Ooh, no good. Verbal with the tip. No good. Collected by Huddleston. Huddleston across the timeline for the Bees. Kick to Roberts. Swung back to Torrance. Now Cobb, left wing, defended by Adams. Screen being set by Chaffin. Cobb instead goes
body
opposite
foul.
Screen side.
Body foul.
Foul being called against Nate. Thomas didn't appreciate the whistle.
Yeah, I just thought Nate got to the spot first. You know, they bumped chest as Cobb went up to elevate. To me, Adams got there first.
Cobb at the line, shooting two. He's the first. 13 points the difference. 44-31. Second one's away. Good. Clay County needing some points here. Trailing by 14. Plenty of time. Midway third quarter. Exactly 4 minutes on the clock. Lance Virchard out top. McWilliams gets up. Calls for pressure. And the Bees get a steal. Roberts front court layup. Good. A near steal on the inbound by Turnbow.
You know, Clay County just can't get one to go. We saw Andrew Smith knock down the three, but other than that, they've had some looks, just can't get them to fall, just like that Nate Adams three right there. And when you got a player like Cobb on the other end, he's already up to 22, Daniel. And, you know, Upperman's pulling away right here.
Roberts having a big night as well. He adds two more from left side.
I don't know what we can do to stop the bleeding right now, but we've got...
They're shooting well.
Yes, they are.
49-31, Coach Edwards going to attempt to put a tourniquet on it, though. 49-31, 18 points the difference. 3:16, third quarter, Upperman with a healthy lead.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. As Upperman has stretched it out to an 18-point lead here, midway through the third quarter, Daniel, and Ty Cobb heating up. He's got 22 points, and also two others in double figures for the Bees, Braden Roberts with 13, and then Chapman with 10.
Impressive numbers. Coach Watson was talking there about a big 30-point fourth-quarter comeback from back in his day.
Yeah.
So this one not out of reach at all, is it, Coach?
No. That was for, I guess, sole ownership of number one in the district when we had about 12 or 14 teams in it.
Wow.
But, I mean, it was tremendous.
3 minutes and ticking. Third quarter. Burchett out top. Lance drives against Bush. Gives off to Nate. Nate going to back down. Turnaround jumper, no good. Browning fighting for it. Weston nearly saved it. Goes out of bounds. This Upperman team, 4-1 on the year. Clay County, 4-2. Of course, those two losses for Clay County coming to Jackson County and to York. Both AA programs playing out of District 5. Upperman, of course, a AAA program. Silky smooth.
Of course, those are old traditional district opponents that we had for many, many years, all of those.
Cobb adds another on that bucket down there, Thomas, and he may be as good as advertised.
I think he is, Daniel, up to 24 points. And, you know, when he gets to his spot, Coach, it's going in.
Yes, yes.
We've seen a little of that ourselves from some of the players we have. He got that mid-range jumper that's kind of lost. Grant Strong brought it back to Clay County. Ty Cobb, unfortunately, bringing it back to Salina tonight.
It's a deadly maneuver.
20-point ball game.
51-31. 2:18 and ticking. Coach Edwards sending Nolan Adams and Connor Westmoreland back to the scores table. Original five starters on the floor for the black, purple, and gold. Huddleston, three-pointer, left side, no good. Actually, it was Turnbow. On that three-point, Tim White Browning, a big rebound. White's worked hard, done in the paint. Burgle, baseline drive. Weston kicks out to Nate, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, Chavin. Chavin throws it out of bounds. Mental error. Minute 49 left in the third. Clay County needing a boost here. Down by 20, 51-31. Whoa, I say all Chavin. Running the Brown in there as I was looking at the viewfinder. Don't know if it was intentional.
No, I think they just kind of bumped on their way to the bench.
Minute 45 and ticking. Third quarter, Lance Burchett with it out top. Good battle between him and Torrance. He gives off to Nate. Now Kyler. Kyler going to drive into the free throw line. Pick up underhand pass back out to Burchett. Lance on the drive, kicks over to Kyler. Kyler, baseline drive, kicks over to Nate. Corner three, no good. Rebound Westmoreland. Going back up with it and draws the foul.
We'll go with the line and shoot a couple. We've had a pretty good drought of scoring here.
Yeah, we have. Westmoreland on the year, averaging around 11.2 minutes of contest, about a quarter and a half. So a pretty good amount of playing time for the senior.
But his three-point percentage is pretty high.
8 of 13 coming into the York game. Good enough for 62%.
Yeah.
That's pretty good shooting.
He's also good at the free throw left.
And that's just not, you know, 2 of 3. That's 8 of 13. From the free throw line on limited opportunities, Westmoreland was 1 of 2. Coming into tonight for 50%. Upperman, another bucket. Evan Huddleston.
Made the extra pass and got the good open shot.
Under a minute to play here in this third. 50 seconds and ticking. Nolan Adams to the hoop. Shots off, no good. Rebound Chaffin. Chaffin out and pass ahead, stolen by Nate Adams. Nate's got that look in his eye. Coming to the hoop. They're going to say defensive foul call against Chavin. And the bucket counts. Draws it back to an 18-point contest, 53-35. Nate at the line trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Clay County shooting 34% from three as a team. 32 of 95. That was prior to the York game. Nate good on the free throw. 17 points the difference. Feels like a big third quarter here, Coach, for the Bees.
Yes, yes. Because that was the killer the other night up at Jamestown at York, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that
had a 28-point third quarter against the Dragons. Kevin with it at the elbow. Kicks back out. Cobb with it out top. No surprise. It's in his hands. Gives off to Huddleston. Coach McWilliams sending in the instructions for this 10-second offense. Down to single digits and ticking now. One-on-one drive. Smith defending. Jumper, good. Buzzer sounds. After three, Upperman has built a 19-point lead. They're up 55-36 here in Joe Sims Gym over the Clay County Bulldogs.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County trails 55-36 to Upperman. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, the ring led by Nate Adams. He's got 17 here at the end of the third quarter. Lance Burchett has 7, Wyatt Browning 2, Andrew Smith 3, Weston Verbal 3, Nolan Adams 2, and Kyler Westmoreland has 2 for Clay County. 3 in double figures for Upperman, led by Ty Cobb. He's got 26. Braden Roberts with 13, and Bronson Chaffin has 10. This dog scoring summary has been... We've got Nate Adams with a bucket, Daniel. I'll get this in just a second.
Okay. Just jump back in when you want. Upperman slowballing it here with this big lead. Nate's jumper does cut it. What is that?
Should be 17.
17-point difference. 55-38.
Scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if they need it, or if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Turnover by the Dogs.
Who made the three?
Huddleston.
But, okay.
I'm pretty sure
what it was Cobb, then.
No, I don't think so. I think it was 4.
Sounds good.
Baxter with it. Comfortable lead. 20 points. Now Chaffin going to try his hand at a three. Browning collects the loose ball rebound. Hands off to Lance. Lance across the timeline. Sets up top of the key. Step back three. No good. Rebounded by Cobb. Cobb passes ahead to Torrance. Torrance with the drive. Defended by Smith. Smith with a steal. Andrew into the front court. Sets up right wing. Slows it down. Bounce pass inside to Nate. Nate spins. Shoots. No good. Rebound Cobb. Weston Verbal called for the reach-in foul. Verbal frustrated. And I get it. 58-38. We talked about it a whole lot last week, heading into this week. These two matchups with York Institute and Upperman. Knew they would be challenging. Knew that there was an opportunity to go over two this week. And looking like that's what's going to happen here is another three hit by Torrance. But stepping up and playing a 3A classification team and the 2A team in York, Coach Watson, they can still do a lot for your team
and
lose an effort, can it not?
This has to be a learning process for these guys. You always said, you don't get better playing against people that ain't better than you are every once in a while.
Right. And once we see, if we see East Robertson again with the Groves players back from football now, they will be a more athletic team, honestly, collectively, than this Baxter team will be. So this will be a good experience tangling with some of these guys.
Yeah, and what I like is from both teams, the Lady Dogs and the Dogs, the effort.
Yes.
The hustle, the desire, sometimes you just get outmatched, and that's what we're seeing here with Cobb and Upperman Beast.
61-38, Coach McWilliams going back to his bench with a couple players. Coach Edwards doing the same. Update us, Tom. I missed.
Browning with a drive and makes the bucket.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they're going to count it. No, he's just trying to set the players down. Caught it on the floor. Never mind. Browning with a drive and the bucket should have been continuation and a three-point play opportunity for him, but instead going to the baseline. Coach Edwards going to give some of the youngsters time to play here.
On the floor for Coach Edwards, junior Hayden Adams, who has it right corner, kicks out to sophomore Warner Melton. Now sophomore Nolan Adams fires the three, no good. Joining them, senior Tanner Westmore, who just had a tip over to Hayden Adams. Adams with the bucket, and sophomore Coley drowning out the lineup. So some experienced players here for Coach Edwards, even though outside of Adams tonight, Nolan Adams, that is, they've not seen the floor much. Now, there was boys JV action prior to this contest. I'm not sure how that went. Turnbow's jumper, baseline no good. Hayden Adams on the rebound. Gives off to Cole Eads. Eads across the timeline. 4:30 and ticking, fourth quarter. 61-40 the score, 21 points the difference. Melton, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams, put back by Nolan, is good.
Yeah, good. Nice rebound and put back.
As we mentioned, up next for this Clay County team, a bit of a break before they take the court again in the Clay County Christmas Classic. Was that still?
That's Cobb? Still Cobb. It sure is.
Well, he's a freshman, but let's get him out of there,
that's
people.
That's true.
They're looking for his 30 or something?
I don't know. He's up to 28. Could be.
Melton with it. As I was saying, Christmas Classic is going to be the next action for the team. Monday, December 18th, boys will be playing Richland Monday night here in Joe Sims Gym. Probably a 7:30 tip, I think, after the girls tip at 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope.
Then on night two, they'll play the UC Rams, the Upper Cumberland Rams, a homeschool team that I have no knowledge of. Don't know if they're good, bad, or otherwise. Nolan at the line shooting. Hits it.
Yeah, Nolan kind of liking the fact Cobb was still in there. He took him one-on-one to the hole and got fouled.
He's capable. We know that. Nolan Adams can get to the hoop. I was pleased to see him knock down that free throw. Second one coming. It's away. Also good. Makes it 63-44, Coach.
Yeah, we got below the 20-point difference there, but it's I think the hill's probably too high for us to climb tonight.
A little bit.
But we, you know, we just got to hold our concentration and keep playing with all we've got.
Bucket for number 32 for the Bees. I'm trying to dig up my roster.
Isaiah Helms.
Three-pointer by Cole Eads. Cole answering the call on the other end. 65-47. 3:05 and ticking. We've got the Farm Bureau postgame show coming up after this thing goes final. Stay with us for that. We'll be doing the Eco Panels Bulldog wrap-up and also announcing the TBS top performers from the contest. Number 24, Colton Johnson.
Nice drive.
On the bucket for the Bees. 2:35 and ticking. On the floor, it's still Melton. Nolan Adams, who drains a deep, deep three. Big shot by Nolan, left wing. He may have been out of the screen there. Makes it 67-50. Now senior Colton Anderson comes to the scores table to check in. Joining Anderson on the floor is going to be Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, Tyler Westmoreland, and Cole Eads. Hayden Adams coming out getting a breather to allow senior Colton Anderson to come in. Anderson, another example of one of those seniors who has stayed true to the program, been a four-year player, and we don't often see on Tuesday nights and Friday nights on the floor. But let me tell you something. Plays a huge role to the success of this squad in practice every day. And, you know, you can't have five starters that practice on air, Thomas. That don't get you anywhere.
That's right. Colton Anderson works as hard as any of them, just yep. Like you said. Played a big role in the preseason during when we didn't have football players, along with some of these other guys. And, you know, you just got to have them to build a program. Coach Evers done a good job of having those practice-type players throughout.
Speaking of another senior, senior Hunter Buford coming to the scorer's table to check in as senior Tyler Westbourne goes to the line for free throws. Joining Hunter Buford will be the trio of freshmen. It's all of them that Coach Edwards has this year. 00, Jake Copeland. Not sure what number 33, Julian Villa. And number 44, Waylon Hayes. Of course, Julian, nobody's friends is Juju.
You're letting all those guys get in and get a little playing time.
Juju's going to have to wait.
Yeah, I guess he's taking out the shooter, Kyler Westmore. I think Kyler knocks down both of those, Thomas.
I might have missed that so I could stay in.
I know he hit the second anyway.
Yes, he did.
51. Because I don't think it was an and one. Overman with it. Minute 44 left. Jake Copeland called for the foul. Going to see Colton Johnson, the 6'2" freshman, going to the line to shoot free throws. Minute 42 left in this one. 67-51. Now make it 68-51.
Banked it in.
Juju Villa going to run the point. Works over to Hayes at right wing. Back to Villa. Love to see us go inside to Big Anderson. Anderson setting up at the free throw line. The ball can't get to him, though. It's going to be taken away by number 12. His shot no good, but it was cleaned up by number 5. Landon Hall getting the bucket for the Bees. Villa across the timeline. Minute 15 and ticking in the contest. Hayes right wing. Wanted to go inside to Anderson. Couldn't do it, though. Hayes, three-pointer, right wing, a little wide of the mark. Going to be saved by Hall. He comes across the timeline with a full head of steam. Under the hoop, reverse layup, good. Landon Hall with the last 4 points for the Bees. 72-51 the score. 35 seconds remain. Hunter Buford with it, left wing. Going to fire the three. It's away. No good. Had a good look at it. And a foul going to be called. We're going to send Hunter Buford to the line to shoot three. Buford, another of those seniors, four-year member of the program.
Been around this team for a long time. Outstanding young man.
Absolutely he is. Sister Hattie, of course, on the Lady Dogs team. Oh! And Buford with a resounding cheer from both sides as he knocks down the free throw. First free throw attempts of the season for Buford. Hits the first, misses the second. Classy move by the official there. Let Buford go to the line to take a couple free throws.
Yeah, good call by him.
Third one's away.
Oh.
A little wide. Going to be rebounded by the Bees, and this could do it. These young players for Upperman probably wanting points, though. They may not stand and hold it for 30 seconds, Coach.
You know, they're looking to score.
Absolutely.
It may get them a chance.
Well, maybe they're more restrained.
Here we go.
And it's going to be Juju Villa with the steal. Villa.
Now, he needs to pull up and fire him one.
Oh, he does. They let him get away with a step. Hayes with it. Hayes will fire it with 2 seconds left. Three-pointer, no good. Buzzer sounds, this one's final. 20 points, the final difference. Upperman 72, Clay County 52. Here in Joe Sims Gym for Thursday night basketball. Stay right with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's ladies now 4-4 on the season with their hard-fought loss tonight, and the boys dropped to 4-3 after losing tonight. Two tough contests. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith. What a great company.
Yeah, and Clay County, you know, came in here, weren't scared. You know, they weren't intimidated at all by these Upperman Bees. Fought them early, Daniel. Actually led by, what'd they get it up to? I done forgot. Led by 4 there late. Upperman hit a 3 at the buzzer in the first quarter. They were up 16-15, headed into the second. And then that's where it kind of got away from them. Upperman started their hot streak. Clay County went cold. They fell behind by 12, 36-24 at halftime. And at that point, it kind of snowballed from there as Upperman had a big third quarter. We saw Ty Cobb just really come on. He lived up to the hype tonight, Daniel. He's not one of those guys that, I don't know, he's just a good, solid basketball player that can knock down shots when he gets to his spot. And, you know, that kind of did Clay County in to the point where 5 minutes left in this game, we got to see some substitutions come in, and it ended up being a 20-point margin as they fall 72-52, like you said. But really impressed with Clay County's effort,
yeah.
Clay County's attitude coming in here against this bigger school. And honestly, athletically, we were right there with these athletes athletically. Basketball-wise, Ty Cobb is going to be a star.
He is, and the whole team shot well. During the second, third quarters, Roberts had a bunch. You know, Chaffin had a bunch. You'll give those in a minute. And I think, you know, on the inverse of that, for Clay County, you know, we've got Nate Adams, who's sitting right at, on the season, 18.2 a game. No other dog in double figures averaging. We know what Lance Burch can do. 24 Tuesday night.
Yeah,
gotta
he's
get more
get
of him. Why Browning? He's a double-figure guy. Got to bring on those other scores. And, you know, I think we got plenty of season to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about it, playing against York, playing against Upperman. It's going to help when you get into the Gordonsville's and the Pickett Counties and, you know, the people that you're supposed to be playing against give you a leg up when you've been against the caliber of team of the Upperman Bees. And you know, that's why these games were scheduled for Clay County. But for Upperman, led by Ty Cobb, 28 points tonight. Jack Torrance had 3. Evan Holston ended up with 9. Braden Roberts, you talked about him, a Baker's Dozen with 13. Isaiah Helms had 2. Landon Hall, 4. Colton Johnson, 3. And Chaffin finished with 10. So 3 in double figures there, Daniel, with a high double figure, almost 30 for Cobb.
Yeah, a huge night for him. Like you said, he's legit. We're going to be hearing that name for the next 3 years.
No doubt about it.
Very impressive.
For Clay County, we see Nate Adams leading the way with 19 points tonight. Lance Burchard had 7, all coming in that when Clay County had it going. You know, Burchard with a big 3. He made some nice mid-range jumpers along with Adams' 10 first quarter points, and that's when Clay County could keep pace when they're making shots. Just couldn't maintain it throughout. So, Burchett was 7 points, did not score in the second half. White Browning just 2. Andrew Smith, 3 points. Western Burble, 3. Nolan Adams had 9, but he just had 2 going into the fourth quarter. He scored 7 of those there in trash time in the last 2 minutes. But you can just see that he is a starter-type caliber player when playing with those reserves. Kyler Westmoreland, 3 points tonight. Cole Eads, 3. Hayden Adams, 2. And Hunter Buford on the board with a free throw, Daniel.
Folks, that Bulldog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. You find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Block Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one little quick ad, come right back, and announce the TDS top performers from the contest.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show for the final time tonight. Both teams losers here at home against the Upperman Lady Bees and the Upperman Bees. Going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. We'll start with the girls' hard-fought, gritty game for Clay County's ladies. In one sense, it's probably my most favorite performance they've had this year that I've personally watched. Of course, the overtime thriller against Macon was great. But I just thought we had a great performance tonight, and I saw somebody doing something that I've been wanting to see them do, and that was Bella Ashlock, who tried to create an offensive identity tonight, and she did it. She was finding... You talked about it in the boys' game, Thomas, about Nate Adams setting up at that free throw line in the middle of that zone. Well, Bella was doing it in the girls' game. Unfortunately, not all of them fell for. Seldom is I'm not going to have 100% shooting night.
Yeah.
But she has to join in with Hallie Buford and with Maddie Hayes when she returns from injury. And those three seniors drive this team, and always, especially in scoring. She always plays great defense, neither on the offensive end, and she started developing that role tonight.
Yeah, she did. Not hardly double figures. Did have 9 points. A lot of those coming early when Clay County was right in the game with the Upperman Lady Bees. You know, that's hard to really imagine. I mean, I'm surprised that I'm saying it, just to be honest with you. And the reason they were, it was Bella Ashlock.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it, and we've talked about her throughout her career, just what she brings to this team. And it's, you know, everything, every aspect of the game, their length affects, you know, steals, getting the shot off in the paint, and defensively, you know, we'll see Coach Walker put her on a one of the best scores sometimes just because of her length and they affect her shots. But, again, I think she's the best athlete on the team. There's no doubt about that with her size, her length, her speed, her movement. And Bella Ashlock got it done early for Clay County and sustained throughout. And, a few, like Coach Sims said, a few of those shots from Bella Ashlock and others fall, and that's a different contest.
Absolutely. Right, you know, she easily could end up with 16 points in that game.
Right.
Because most nights, some of those that didn't fall, they're going to fall for her. I want to see her keep taking those shots, keep doing the things that she did tonight.
No doubt.
Boys action, Tom.
Here, got a guy with Nate Adams. You know, he's the only player in double figures for Clay County, and he had 19 tonight. 10 of those coming in the first quarter, and that's what I liked about it. He took on the challenge of going against probably, I don't know, he may be the best player in Upper Cumberland. I'm not sure. Ty Cobb right there. You know, he was doing some Grant Strong-like things, some Tyree Key-type things here tonight. And Nate Adams took on that challenge, and he took it personally, one-on-one with Cobb early, and he got him in that first quarter. 10 of his 19 coming right off the bat for Clay County as they built that lead. And you know, that's what you want to see, two premier athletes going at it, and there's no one much more premier than Nate Adams for Clay County. And, again, this team also needs a little more scoring from other people.
Yeah.
But Nate Adams is the constant, and you've got to have that constant, and Nate Adams is it.
Well, you talked about, you know, Bella being the best overall-round athlete, you know, on the squad amongst some great basketball players. Well, that's Nate for the boys. You, you know, athlete, he's long, he's lean. He's got folks like his brother that's right there nipping at his heels with all the things he can do. But, yeah, he's on par. When we see we've seen it on the gridiron. We see it on the hardwood. He's got the ability to do some things that most kids can't do.
Right.
Most nights, he's usually the best athlete on the floor. Maybe tonight he would. The Cobb kid's pretty good.
I'm not really sure. I don't know if I could say he wasn't the best athlete. He may not have been the best basketball player. But,
yeah, that's different.
It's hard to go with that. But congratulations to Nate Adams and Bella Ashlock for sure.
Absolutely. They are tonight's top performers. That was brought to you by TGS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Got a break in action coming up for the squads and for the Horizon Sports Network. Neither team will have official action until Monday, December the 18th, right here at Joe Sims Gym for the Clay County Christmas Classic. That'll get started first with the girls' game against Cumberland County, Kentucky at 1:30, I think. I'm quoting that correctly. And then a doubleheader against Richland that night. We talked about, Colin, the doubleheader action that tips off at 6. You know, who knows? That's a while off. We'll just have to see what's up. But may or may not be here.
Right. No games next week. Right. So that's the biggest thing. Clay County has nothing scheduled starting next week. So a good layoff for them. A good early season, I think, for the Dogs so far. Both the Lady Dogs, too. You know, they're both about even.
Yep.
But that's where you kind of thought you'd be looking at this schedule, Daniel.
It certainly is. Girls sit at 4-4, boys at 4-3. With conference play coming after these Christmas tournaments. Folks, we hope you've enjoyed our early season coverage. We started this year a little earlier than sometimes we do, and we hope that has benefited some of you. As always, we talk about it, and we thank our sponsors. We thank our listeners, because if nobody was tuning in, wouldn't be a reason to do it.
That's
if
right.
Nobody was wanting us to do it as far as sponsorships, wouldn't be a reason to do it. You know, sure. We used to come and just sit side by side watching a game. You'd keep your little notepad and stuff like that. Yeah. I guess this kind of started a couple years before it actually started. But, you know, I never thought we'd be 7 years in. And it's going to be a fun basketball season.
It is. Looking forward to it, Daniel.
Absolutely. Well, folks, for Joe Sims, for Thomas Watson, and for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.